minutes with the ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests and breaking sports news first, guaranteed. For live local sports, E-Break Classics.
You got me now.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Hang on there. That's... Uh-oh, what did I do there? No!
He just hung up on the boot winner.
Freddie, call back. Fred,
you see,
this is the problem. When you're Polish, you've got these giant fingers. Notice the absence of like, Polish well, I can't say penis. There's a couple of them.
Oh, my gosh.
What? I've got these big, fat fingers, and I hit two buttons occasionally. And, hey, being a klutz, it's part of life. It's, hey, it is. Next up.
I'm out.
Wow.
I'm doing the layout.
Okay. I think we might be hearing this one on Friday.
Wow. So Norm had no clue, I guess.
No, he had no idea what he had said.
He had no idea what we found so funny. He still doesn't.
We're talking today with Amy Marcellus of the University of Dallas. She's the marketing director for the Graduate School of Management and the College of Business. Amy, one of the things I noticed about the University of Dallas, at the Graduate School of Management over there, is that you seem to have an advisor for almost every student. How does that work?
The way we structure our administration, we've kind of taken our 19 concentrations and divided them into five areas: technology, management, finance, marketing, and operations. And within one of those areas, all 19 of our concentrations are covered. And we have program directors assigned to each one of those areas, and they are there as a liaison, as an advocate for that student, really from the time you express an interest in going to school there right up through your course of study and right into becoming an alumnus of the University of Dallas.
There's no reason not to start your MBA program right now. Go to thedallasmba.com and start yourself off on a whole new career path right now at the University of Dallas.
Okay, this family showers way too much.
What?
I have Monday, and I think, Liz, you get every other Thursday since you say clean the longest.
But why do I have all these wires on my breakers?
To help get that backyard deck, I canceled our cable. And, sweetie, we get better reception when you're hooked up to it.
More importantly, why is it freezing in here?
Do you want a new dining room set, or do you want heat?
Okay.
That's why I bought these jump ropes for everyone. And
there's a better way to get the money you need. Texans can access the equity in their home with a Wells Fargo Home Equity Line of Credit for things like home improvement, bill consolidation, and education. You only have to apply once, and you can use it whenever you need. Plus, rates are typically lower than on other financing options, and the interest is usually tax deductible. Let Wells Fargo help you take more control of your finances with a home.
Look west, and what do you see? Pictures of the wife and kids, an office wall, maybe the bald spot on Bob, the accounting guy. Ooh, that's appealing. Look west from the new home site at the Preserve at Silver Lakes Ranch, and all you'll see is unforgettable views and splendid sunsets. Look around at Silver Lakes Ranch, and you'll see Amon Carter Lake, one of the top 10 fishing lakes in Texas, all less than an hour from DFW. If you're looking for a great place to build a home, click on the Silver Lakes logo right now. They're opening up the Preserve at Silver Lakes Ranch with an exclusive number of one-acre home sites on beautiful Amon Carter Lake. Imagine a home perched on a hilltop overlooking the lake and surrounded by huge hardwood trees. That's what you'll find at Silver Lakes Ranch, but these lots and deals won't last long. Click on the Silver Lakes Ranch logo on your computer right now. Log on to silverlakesranch.com or call 866-938-LAKE. You spend enough time cooped up with no view at all. Why not enjoy the views and the sunsets at Silver Lakes Ranch? Just click on the logo right now and find out more about Silver Lakes Ranch. Call 866-938-LAKE.
Please call 234-1234 today for the Autoflex office nearest you.
The ticket.
The Stars are 7-0-3 at the AAC in their last 10 games. TexasHealthSavingsAccounts.com bringing the ticker. That's after they beat the Wild 3-1 last night. Mike Modano says it was a hard-fought game.
I think it's just one of those games I think we felt we needed and we had to have, and you know, we just I think we're on the verge of bubbling over, I think, with frustration and discouragement, but we were able to contain it for the most part and stick with the game and finally get a couple goals.
The Stars' home unbeaten streak is the best in the NHL. Mike DeMenn is out as head men's basketball coach at SMU. He was fired in an announcement Friday. AD Jim Copeland says the school is already looking for another coach.
We will begin in earnest today a national thorough search for a new head coach that will win championships for us.
7-year assistant Robert Lindenberg is the interim head coach. Checking out the local college basketball schedule, at 1, Texas Tech plays at Texas. 1:30 features Colorado taking on A&M at College Station. At 3, you've got Oklahoma State playing Baylor. John Lucas returning to the Farrell Center. TCU and Houston square off at 7:05, and UTEP takes on SMU at 7 at Moody. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Right now, while you're listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, a section of your intestine may be popping through your abdominal wall, putting pressure on your spermatic cord.
9:54 on The Ticket, T-Box winding down. I want to thank Jason, MR, Layla for being part of the show, you for listening. Next week we'll be at Down Dog Yoga on McKinney from 8 to 10. And from 8 o'clock class and the 9:30 class are absolutely free. And you should give it a shot.
Come on out. It'll be a lot of fun.
And don't forget the One Club. Go to the ticket website. Print off the application. It's April 10th. And it's $99. And it's breakfast, lunch. And it's a One Club. One Club only. A lot of fun. So, I think that's...
Hey, one update on World Golf Championships.
Why not?
Really exciting so far. Patrick Harrington and Tiger Woods are all square through two holes.
What could possibly happen there?
And Ian Poulter and Stephen Laney are all square through one hole.
Wow.
There you have it. Exciting golf news for everybody.
And now we welcome Ben and Skin filling in for the rant as they take off for 30th time so far this year.
Actually, this was different than how we normally sub in for the rant. We actually approached Gordon with the material we have for today's show, and he agreed that it was worthy of getting us on the air immediately. He was going to do the rant today until he heard the show we had put together, and he agreed that this material should
all
go
you
out.
Have to do to Gordon is, hey, I got $1.60. Will you mind not doing the rant this week? He'd say, yeah, sure.
I think you can get him to pay you to do his show.
That's exactly right.
Is that on the air?
I really do hate coming up here. I really do.
Right. Wasn't on the air.
All right, so
let me give you a what would you do scenario. I went away with a bunch of rich people this past week.
Okay. Either boy toy or what?
What's that?
Either boy toy?
No, I think I'm a mercy invite. You know, we got to bring one poor guy down. So
court
we're out to Mississippi.
Can you name names before we go further?
Can't name names.
Okay.
I can.
And one guy's out there, and he walking around, had a lot to drink,
naked,
and a woman approaches him.
Mm. Naked.
Says, hey, how about we go up to your room?
Out of nowhere.
I've got $20.
Yeah.
What does she look like?
This is one of the single guys, right?
Married guy. $200.
We can't. We can't proceed without names. I'm sorry.
What does she look like?
Go ahead.
I didn't see the individual.
Well,
let
you
me
didn't
tell
get
you
any,
what happened.
You didn't get any reports at all.
Let
depends
me you,
on what she looks
wait,
like.
Wait, what did he
yeah.
look like?
Yeah.
Is this looking okay for you?
I'll see if I want to be the girl.
He's probably 50 some years old.
Hot.
Yeah, he's hot, man.
Nice.
Yes. So he says,
works out a little
he
bit.
Says, okay, how much? She says, $200. And he says, okay, come on. And she says, well, I have a friend, too. She'd like to come up, too. And he says, how much is that? Says, another $200. She says, okay.
That sounds like a bargain to me.
So
yeah,
both of them go up in the room.
But you don't get a discount for two?
Guess not. Huh. So they're in this room. And big hot tub in his suite. He's got a high roller.
Very 70.
And, he does his business, and he passes out.
Now, who doesn't do that?
And he wakes up, and the presidential Rolex that his wife just got him for his anniversary 2 weeks ago,
dear.
Gone. And $6,000 cash, gone.
So what's the dilemma?
What do you tell your wife?
Does she listen to this show?
No.
Okay. Why is that...
We tell your wife.
That's not a hard thing to do. I mean, but you're just worried that
I'm not missing a watch.
I mean, Tell her anything besides two hookers stole your watch.
And besides, if he's got $6,000 laying around just to be stolen, dude can go buy himself another Rolex.
Yeah, he should go buy another watch, and he should have bought another watch.
I'd soften the blow. I'd say it was only one hooker.
Right.
You know what he told her? Talk about creative. He tells her that he was really drinking a lot that night, and when he was getting into his room, he must have dropped his key in the hallway. And somebody in the middle of the night came in.
That's terrible.
Stole his watch and stole his money and left.
It's better just to go with the two hookers.
Does he live in Dallas?
He lives in Dallas.
Oh, great. So you don't think he listens to the ticket or anyone
care.
He knows?
He got rolled by two hookers. He's an idiot.
This is unrelated, but I'd like to give a shout-out to Ross Perot Jr. Just kind of a little non sequitur.
And nice new Rolex.
Yeah. So...
What do you think you get for a Rolex on the black market like that?
I generally get 10, 15 for it, but yeah. I've got a good sense. Hey, let me ask you this. You had said I would soften the blow with one hooker. I think that if you're going to go out like that, you got to let your wife know.
There are five of them.
This was
ganged up on me.
This was a scenario I could not pass up. Not just one trashy whore. You know, I had a whole army of whores. How could I possibly pass on this scenario?
And they. It was a whole bachelorette party, by golly.
And by the way, before anything happened...
The great Sarah Mason.
They paid me!
Yeah, and they put me at gunpoint, and they stole my wallet and everything, and, you know...
They were offering me a gold watch. I couldn't pass it up, but then they tricked me with their Rohypnol.
Well, wait a second. This guy was by himself. No one saw any of this happen, and he just said, I was approached by this woman who said, let's go to your room.
Nobody saw it.
Nobody saw it?
But his watch and his money's missing.
Maybe he hawked his watch.
Yeah.
I'd use that as a story.
No, he's got, really? he's got a nice, fine credit line at the casino.
That may be the story to cover up another story.
Yeah.
You know,
I think
what really happened.
I think there's a cabana boy rocking his watch.
That's our own. Or are there two unmarked graves in a cornfield somewhere?
That's right. I never thought about that.
Luis has a brand new watch. Hey, I've got a question.
Anybody's ever called Craig a hooker before?
I did fly up on his private plane, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
Just you and him?
No, there were six other guys on the plane.
I feel more comfortable now. I don't know what this guy's involved in, man. A lot of weird guys out there with a lot of money.
I didn't see it. So.
No offense, Ken.
None taken.
I don't have the money part. I'm just a weird guy. Hey, so you did yoga last week?
Yeah.
Is that what I heard?
Yeah.
Ben's wife is a Jedi-level yoga instructor. And she knows all about the down dog.
What's the Jedi level?
It's like the top level. Have you ever seen Star Wars? Are you American?
We don't know
yet. This isn't Russia, is it?
This isn't Russia.
It's pretty. I'll tell you something. Yoga's got something. And they call it power yoga.
Yeah.
So you do a bunch of strength moves. You're white by the end of the time.
Now, Ben, you've... By the way, Ben, you've done yoga.
Yeah, do you go much?
You haven't down dogged often, have you?
Let me say this.
Only the eating part.
She went to yoga.
Down dog doesn't mean arm to mouth.
She went to yoga and got ripped. I went to yoga and ripped.
Literally.
You guys being behind him?
Did you do that when you were rocking the yoga? Did you fart uncontrollably?
No. But I'll tell you something. They crank those rooms up to like 95 degrees or something.
That's like Bikram yoga. Is that correct?
And they say the accidental fart happens all the time, and you just got to let it go, and there are mature people in there. But I would die laughing. And I threatened my wife, if we ever go get crossways and she's got a nice yoga operation going, I will shut it down. I'll come to every class, and I will drop mustard bombs until she's out of business.
Think about the mustard gas and 95-degree heat.
Just a regular Chipotle and then yoga for Ben, wherever his wife goes to teach it. That's his routine.
I'll tell you, though, that thing's got something. I was done in an hour, and I'm sweating like a pig, and I'm thinking, well, I feel pretty good.
It surprises you. You're saying, why in the world am I sweating? I haven't done anything real.
Well, it's hot in there for one thing.
Yeah,
you're doing
some
amazing strenuous stuff without jumping up and down.
I didn't do it where it was amazing hot. I just did it in a regular room, and I still...
You did it
like
in a rich man's hotel room. Now, when my wife first started getting into yoga, we were like, you know, me and my buddies, we were sitting back in the couch, big bellies, going, hey, man. My buddy talked like this. Hey, man, that's not a real workout, man. I might go do yoga before I work out.
Smart guy, huh?
I'll just stretch out. And so we gave her grief about it not being a real workout. I went one time. you know, if you can't, if you don't have enough to do all of the moves, they tell you to just sit there,
right,
Indian style, or lay down, and that's all I did the
whole
time.
You never got up?
I did a few of them, but it was such a strenuous workout, and I threw up afterwards, and I haven't gone back. It was one of the toughest workouts I've ever had.
Your body still looks it, too.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Down dog pass out. Now, down dog Dallas, that's what we'll be next week on McKinney, so, and like I said, classes are free while we're there.
I'll be there.
How about that?
You should come out.
I'm coming out. I have to get a haircut.
I got to get my hair cut, and then I'll come out and do some yoga.
How long have you been shaving your head like that?
About, I did it for a couple years and stopped doing it, and I started doing it again about a year and a half.
Do you ever rotate, take the facial hair and move it up top? And
yeah,
because
this is a paste on. So, you know, whenever just the skin gets too
How often do you have to shave your head for it to keep the nice shaved look?
This is kind of long right here.
I keep the Aryan look.
Yeah, I do it twice a week.
Twice a week.
How long have you had your hairpiece?
Is that supposed to be funny?
I'm just
I laughed because I thought it was funny.
I giggled.
It was funny,
combine
right?
Combine that with the cabin boy comment.
I hate you.
Looking better, better.
No, if you don't,
I've done that a couple times. Do it three times.
If you don't do it twice a week, you know, when you do it again, you create more hair on your skin tissue. So it's better just to keep it, you know, cut it when it's short, less to deal with.
He said it causes too much friction.
Yeah, he did. And then I took his watch.
It's a crowded room.
Hey.
You guys juggling with it, playing volleyball with his presidential?
That's right.
That's all we were juggling for that watch.
Bob.
All right, what do you got today?
Ben, are we doing a show?
Yeah. We're just we're going to talk about a little Keyshawn Johnson. We're going to get into the Mavs. We're going to talk about, you know, I think we have one of the most positive outlooks on the Rangers situations. We'll get into that a little bit, too.
I took Craig down to the AAC the other day because we had to do an interview with Dale Harris. That's the first time you've seen a practice down there. So how many did Finley can?
Boy, Finley had when you hear that people played the way they practice, Finley was on fire at practice. They were just throwing
in
the ball.
In a row?
He's 15, 16 in a row from the corner, which is, I think, is the hardest 3-point shot anyway.
Yeah, he's been, man, the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks, he's been awesome. Absolutely awesome.
And it's not even an option year.
The interesting thing
is, it's not.
He's got
not.
5 years left of that.
About that.
Yeah. Not surprising, but the interesting thing that I saw is we saw the last 30 minutes of practice. One person was missing. No Sean Bradley.
He had ice down. Yeah, tough practice for him.
He had to teach a Bible class.
He is tall.
Yeah.
Man, he is.
Good point.
I mean, you think that's
a hot sports
opinion.
You think
over 7'6", he doesn't look that tall.
We make you guys look smart, don't we?
Well, this is
and quick.
It's about like what we would comment on if we were talking golf.
Throw up some nods for you.
Man, that's
hit that ball.
That's Phil Mickelson. He's got a nice swing.
He's got a grab of the arm.
But he's just a glue. Now, who's that other guy? The other white stiff?
Dirk?
No,
I was watching. I was looking at one guy, a name from the past in the NBA, who's a coach of the Mavericks.
Paul
McKessie. Paul McKessie.
Yes.
He's out there just loafing around. It was interesting. A lot of the assistant coaches, when we left, Dirk was playing one-on-one with Brad Davis. Another thing wrong with the Mavericks.
Corolla-rolla.
They were playing one-on-one, but whenever Nowitzki missed and Brad got a rebound, he gave it back to Dirk. He played offense again.
That's right.
Well, we don't really want
to
work on
offense.
We don't want to work on Brad's game at this point.
He's already up in the Raptors. He's already got his jersey.
By the way, Paul McKessie, doesn't he kind of look like a Teamster or something?
Yeah, he does.
He kind of gives off a Teamster vibe.
He should have some cigarettes rolled up in a shirt.
He's scary looking.
He is.
Can he rebound? Can he do anything?
Not anymore. He's like 100.
Oh, wow.
Back in the day, he was pretty good stiff material.
By the way, I got exciting golf update.
We have
golf update news
to me, Ben.
I mean, music.
Don't trouble me. Oh, okay.
Tiger Woods is one up through three.
Wow.
How about that?
We're
doing our 11-10 segment on that last fact that you threw out there. Tiger Woods at 11-10.
All right, more magic, more mirth from Ben and Skin next on The Ticket.
It's The Ticket. KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, and the Dallas Stars offer you a chance to nest with Mike Modano. It's another P1 party night, Wednesday, March 3rd, when the Stars take on the Blue Jackets. The first 5,000 at the game that night score a free Mike Modano nesting dog.
Hi, this is Mike Modano of the Dallas Stars.
Call 214-GO-STARS and ask for the P1 ticket special, $13.10 off a $40 seat. And don't forget that nesting doll. As if that's not enough sports entertainment value for you, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell will take the ice during intermission to lead P1s in ticket tug-of-war. So call 214-GO-STARS.
E-Break.
My Kurt Thomas matchup against the Mavericks. Chris Arnold wins the emergency break of the week.
The Mavericks were up 32-11 in the first period. They go up by 22 in the third. The Knicks make it decent in the fourth quarter, but the Mavericks blow the Knicks out. The Knicks will be waiting. They've got this itch and stone in their memory bank. They're going to see what they're going to do tonight, J.D.
Okay, Chris.
Of course, he grew up in Dallas with the Hillcrest High School, played basketball at TCU where he was an All-American, and played a little time with the Dallas Mavericks. He wants to play for the Mavericks, and he wants everybody home to say, hi, what's going on, Kurt? Back to you, J.D.
All right, Chris. I think he wants to play against the Mavericks.
That's what he meant, I'm sure.
And then they laugh. Congratulations, Chris.
And going back to that first phrase, I guess that first matchup between the Knicks and Mavericks was just a lewd game because the Knicks came back and made it decent.
Yeah, I know. The Mavericks had made it a little too dirty. And they came back and made it decent.
We're talking today with Amy Marcellus of the University of Dallas. She's the marketing director for the Graduate School of Management and the College of Business. Amy, one of the big concerns people have about tackling an MBA is, am I qualified? Will I get in? Will I be accepted?
Well, a lot of schools have very strict admission requirements, and not that we don't, but certain strict measures are not the only determining factor that shows somebody capable of doing graduate work.
So my professional accomplishments, perhaps, will give me some reprieve from my earlier struggling grades?
Well, sure. We'd have to take it. Everybody's an individual case, but we'd have to take a look. Things like work experience, GPA, that dreaded GMAT that some people just really hate taking. There's a variety of options and criterion that we can match up to you and see if you're a qualified student for us. But don't be intimidated because we will give you an opportunity to prove yourself.
There's no reason not to start your MBA program right now. Go to thedallasmba.com and start yourself off on a whole new career path right now at the University of Dallas.
403, or check us out at the web at innovativeplumbing.com. Innovative Plumbing for all your plumbing needs.
I'm Layla. The Stars play a bounce back next on the Ticket
Picture. Got you covered. Kimball Hill Home says, buy a beautiful Kimball Hill home between now and March 31st. And get 2-inch wood blinds free for every window in your home. Also, come by any Kimball Home model and register to win $20,000 in free furniture. See sales counselor for details. No purchase necessary.
Free wood blinds.
Free wood blinds.
Kimball Hill Homes always gives you innovative designs, premier locations, and superior service. So we've got you covered.
Free wood blinds in every room.
Free wood blinds in every room.
Choose from more than 21 innovative new Kimball Hill Home designs and get 2-inch wood blinds free with your purchase. But hurry, offer ends March 31st. For more information, visit our website.
You're sitting in that chair in front of your computer. Imagine instead that you're sitting on the back of your bass boat on a private fishing lake, a stock fishing lake managed by Jimmy Houston. Sound good? Now imagine looking up from the lake and seeing your home. A home sitting on a 1-acre lakefront home site. If you can picture yourself on that boat or in that home, click on the Mountain Lakes logo right now. You'll find out all about the award-winning community of Mountain Lakes. The two private lakes, the amazing views, and the hill country atmosphere just outside the Metroplex. New lakefront lots have just been released, and if you move fast, you can get a 1-acre home site for just $39.99. All you need to do is click on the Mountain Lakes logo right now, or call 866-308-LAKE, or log on to mountainlakes.com. Think about living on a private lake stocked with fish and professionally managed by pro fisherman Jimmy Houston. Now stop thinking, click on the logo, and make those dreams a reality. Get a lakefront home site at Mountain Lakes and live like you're in the hill country, just outside of DFW. Mountain Lakes, just click on the logo, call 866-308-LAKE, or log on to mountainlakes.com. That's 866-308-LAKE, or log on to mountainlakes.com.
Great States, located in Dallas and Lower Greenville, in South Lake, just off 114 in South Lake Boulevard, and in Plano, just north of Parker Road in Preston.
The Ticket. Ticket Ticker!
Stars were down 1-0 to the Wild, but then scored three unanswered goals on their way to a 3-1 victory. Dave Tippett says his team is resilient.
We hang around these games. It's don't let a goal against or don't let a mistake get us down. Keep focused on what we have to do, and that's winning the little battles, and eventually we'll give ourselves to a chance to win the game.
In the first four home games of their home stand, the Stars have won three and had one tie. Mavericks are 3-0 in their five-game home stand. They continue that tonight with the Trailblazers at 7:30 at the AAC. Make sure you check out Ben and Skin again on the Dallas Mavericks postgame show right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Match play is underway for the day. Let's check out the scoring. Tiger Woods leads Patrick Harrington. He is one up through three. You've got Ian Poulter and Stephen Leeny in the Ben Hogan bracket, all square through two. Darren Clark and Jerry Kelly are also all square through two. And Phil Mickelson leads Davis Love the third, one up through one. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin on the weekend. Right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
On the run from Johnny Law. It ain't no trip to Cleveland.
Coming up next, the Chinese invent a new way to pee and coke. But first,
Ben and Skin.
Skin.
We're gonna have a real motherfucking party in here tonight. Y'all with it?
I saw it, gentlemen. I saw the whole sweaty, passionate, ugly, beautiful. And to use the vernacular, I wanted me some of that.
Oh, yes, everybody. Ben and Skinner in the house. It's 10:14 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We are sitting in for The Rant today, as we do on the last Saturday of each month. We will take you all the way till noon, at which point you will be joined by the great Dick Hicks and the great Kevin Scott for a little Ticket Sports Saturday. But right now, as I said, it's Ben and Skin. I'm Ben Rogers, joined by Skin.
Roger, it is so great to be on the radio with you.
Isn't it?
It is, man. It's a special time for me. It's a special time for your fans as well.
How shady was that story we just heard there in the mix about the guy losing his Rolex? That was, might need to investigate that further.
Yeah, I don't know about old Craig. I think he's got a little too much seedy stuff going on the side.
I hate you.
I hate you too.
Hey,
I hate you drop.
Working the boards today, like Dennis Rodman, is Jason Helm. How you doing, Jason?
Good morning, gentlemen.
I love your work.
Thank you. I love yours.
But now let's segue on to someone else who I love their work even more. No offense, but I think you can understand this. Ladies and gentlemen, Layla.
Gentlemen, how was your morning so far?
It's been great. I went to a coffee place. It's a major chain. If it was a quarterback, perhaps it'd be called Roger Staubach's. And got some coffee, and I feel really good. I got some water as well, so I feel cleansed and ready to perform radio magic.
I'm glad you told me that, though, because at first you just came in with the water in the Staubach's cup.
Right.
And I said that's very Skin to go there.
Just go and get a cup
water.
Of water, right. I go there just to get my newspaper. I don't even get coffee. I just get a cup of water in my newspaper.
Thrown off because you said you got coffee and now you're cleansed.
Does that not happen to you?
It was a little awkward, and we're trying to talk to Layla, sir.
She gets cleansed? You get cleansed, don't you, Layla?
By what do you mean?
Hey, Layla, let me ask you
what
this.
What happens when you drink coffee?
Layla, let me ask you this. How's traffic looking out there? When we do Saturday shows, we like to touch base with you and find out what traffic looks like. A lot of people overlook that on Saturday shows.
Right. It was real bare for me to get here today.
Okay, let me just go away from the microphone.
That was actual audio of her going away from the mic, because I can see her from where I'm sitting.
She's looking out the window.
Okay. From what I see out the window, traffic looks good.
So if you're traveling on Oak Lawn, you'll probably
won't have any
holdups. That's great.
I estimate at some point today there will be a little bit of a delay around the high five.
Layla, traffic girls don't make predictions. Just stick to what you know. No predictions.
I think I should start giving odds on where the traffic would be. I swear to you, I think there are some traffic people, when they don't know what's going on or they have to crunch or time fill or something, they just say, And there's delays around the high five.
That's right. That's default for them.
That is the default traffic line of the century.
I agree.
Well, Layla, we look forward to hearing your tickers throughout the presentation today. We're glad to have you on board.
Glad to see you guys.
Now, we do have an action-packed show today. And one of the things we're going to continue to do when we fill in for the rant on the last Saturday of each month is a little something we like to call Operation Alpaca. Don't worry about it.
Yes.
You don't need to know what it means. But basically what we're going to do is we're going to highlight some of the local hip-hop artists from this area.
We've made that a personal mission for ourselves.
We really have. And today's group, we're going to be coming in and out of breaks. You're going to be hearing some of the music of this group. Today's featured group is the Strange Fruit Project.
Mmm, delicious. And we're going to tell you all about them. What are we doing that? Man, we're doing that at 11:10 today?
Yep, 11:10 we're going to talk about Strange Fruit.
But you'll be hearing their music all day long.
At 10:50, we're going to talk a little Texas Rangers baseball. I think we've shown that, you know, I have the most optimistic look on the Rangers. And I'm wearing Toby Harrah pajamas right now. So
yeah, it's borderline insane. It's borderline crazed Ranger Ben. But we'll tap into him a little bit later today.
At 10:30, we're going to have some Radio Pork, a story about an exploding whale.
Yeah,
going to be involved in that Radio Pork, but
it's a Rosie O'Donnell story.
We're going to keep you guys on board throughout the whole show because at 11:30 we're going to talk Dallas Cowboys football. Don't go anywhere. We're going to shock the world with some crazy opinions on Dallas Cowboys football.
Delicious.
But right now, Skin, let's get into a little Dallas Mavericks basketball because obviously the new guys have made the Mavericks better, but it's an old head who's carrying the load this year for the Mavericks and probably their team MVP at this point.
Their team MVP at this point. This is going to be a shocker for those of you who have been tuning into the post-game show for the last couple of years. But the man this year, without question, has been Mike Finley. Mike Finley is a guy who is much maligned in this city. He's a...
Michael?
There's a shout-out to him from Esther. It's, you know, his situation is he's a guard that has some limitations. You know, generally people like their guards to be able to handle the rock a little bit better than he does. Sometimes there's been extended stretches throughout his career where he has kind of lost focus on defense. And he makes outrageous money for a position that is somewhat, it was probably the easiest position to fill in basketball as a two guard. But it is no coincidence that the Mavericks, who are, what have they now been, 17-4 in their last 21, really started to put it together when Mike Finley put his game together. Now, he got a slow start this year because of the injury, and it's well known he has slow starts when gets injured. And then at the beginning of the year, the new year, like right around December, I believe he had a big toe injury, and it took him a while to get on track. But now, he's been awesome. He's coming off a game Thursday, which was just an absolutely spectacular performance, in which he didn't have to play in the fourth because he had 30 by the end of three quarters, including ending that third quarter with a half-court shot that was so money. He had 12 in the third. Just his jumper has been so on. And, you know, we hear this a lot. You know, the people on the team say, hey, he's the emotional leader. He's the guy that carries this team. And they look to him, and because he doesn't really interact with the media that much, doesn't really seem to interact with the fans, he's not vocal and outspoken outward, but in the locker room, he's the guy that apparently everyone looks to. And, man, he's been spectacular this year.
If you'd like to jump on with us and join in this conversation about Michael Finley, we do have phone lines open at 214-787-1310, #1310 on your wireless. I've been highly critical of Finley over the years. I think it's his lack of handles has bothered me, but it's just because if he did have handles, he could take it up to the next level. If he had handles and could get to the basket and could penetrate, get more free throw attempts per game, he would be very Michael Jordan-esque.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's just never been able, not because of athletic ability, but he hasn't been able to floor the ball and get to the rim consistently.
And I think there's always been criticism of his defensive inabilities. I guess you could say, well, gosh, he's such a great athlete. How come he's not a better defender? But this season, man, he's really turned it up a notch, and he's kind of, it took a while for all the new guys to mesh in and for the chemistry of the team to come together. And I think what we're seeing lately is the big three are back to kind of taking things over.
Right.
They're all such nice guys and have such great character. I think they, more than anything, were very, kind of like Nick Van Exel was when he first came to the Mavericks. He didn't want to, you know, push his game on everyone else. He kind of wanted to come about it smoothly. And I think the big three were like that. They were like, hey, let's get everybody involved. But I think now the whole team has realized how talented those guys are. And Michael Finley has really asserted himself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've been able to sit down low lately. And it's such a different perspective when you're down there on the floor and you see Michael Finley's jump shot. It is straight butter.
Yeah, he's got a pretty shot.
He gets so high off the ground. He's got amazing ups, and it's just a beautiful form. And I never really thought of him as a shooter. I always thought of him as a scorer, mm-hmm. but I do think of him as a shooter now. His shot is ridiculous.
Yeah, he's a shooter first.
Watch when he misses. I mean, when Antoine Walker misses, he hits the shot clock.
Right.
When Michael Finley misses, it swirls around the toilet bowl and barely pops out.
Yeah, it seems like he's getting screwed by the basketball gods when that happens. But Mike has really put it together. There was a little, some numbers from, you know, playing the top tier team since January. And, basically his last four games, this is against the Wolves, Lakers, Kings, and Spurs, against the top teams. You know, he's averaging 27 points and 6 rebounds, and he's 18 of 25 from the 3-point line. And we saw him 5 of 7 from 3 on Thursday night. Absolutely killing it. The Mavericks are in the middle of this homestand, in which they are now 3-0. They play Portland tonight. And then they're going to have Seattle Tuesday night. And going into it, we talked about how important it was for them to, at the worst, go 4-1. I think they have a legitimate shot at going 5-0 during the stand. And now with the uncertainty of, you know, Duncan and his injury, the Mavericks only a half game behind San Antonio. To me, their focus has to be snagging that number 3 spot. They got to get the 3rd spot because that assures that they won't have to play one of the top 5 teams or top 4 teams besides themselves in the first round. They don't want to be hovering at 4 or 5. Even though they've had their troubles with Memphis this year, even though they've taken care of Houston, Houston is still scary, and Denver is, you know, probably going to be stuck in that 8th spot. The Mavericks won't get to the number 1 seed. But that's very important. You don't want to, that helps you get a good chance of getting to the 2nd round. And once you start getting further in the playoffs and injuries take over and depth take over, you know, it's the first round where you can really get snagged if you're playing one of the upper echelon teams.
Well, the Mavericks square off tonight with Portland. Make sure to tune in to Ben and Skin on the postgame show immediately following the game. But this is a different Portland team
yeah.
that comes to town now, obviously with Wallace being gone. I guess they've been playing pretty well of late. They won 5 in a row there at one point.
Hey, they're only 2 games out of a playoff spot, and I think a lot of people are ready to go ahead and say, no, it's Denver's spot to have, but Portland's knocking on the door. I mean, they're not out of this thing by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, Zach Randolph is a beast, and he always gives the Mavericks problems. I wonder if we'll see what Nelly likes to do, putting a big body on somebody and take them out of the game, kind of what you've kind of seen him do with Fortson. I wonder if Nelly will play the Fortson card tonight.
It'd be interesting to see. The only problem with that is Zach Randolph has a lot of quickness for his size, and Fortson doesn't do well with quickness. That's when he has to play somebody way bigger than him or has to play someone a lot quicker than him, and that's when he gets into the early foul trouble. It'll be interesting to see.
Williams, maybe?
I would be surprised.
What did they put on him?
Yeah, they're probably going to have to put Dirk on him, I would think. Maybe Antoine Walker.
Good.
Now, I think he would just muscle down either one of those guys. But, you know, this Portland team is really good, and it's late in the year when you make trades. It's hard to get it together late in the season, especially as many trades as they've made. But you look at the talent they've had, they've assembled with Theo Ratliff, who's I would love to have in a Maverick uniform, a great protect-the-basket guy. Zach Randolph, of course, is a big numbers guy. Sharif Abdul-Rahim, a big numbers guy. And he's agreed to at times come off the bench. He's done everything to kind of easily acquiesce into that Portland situation. So you can't take them lightly. It'll be a tough game, but the Mavericks are playing very well, and you would think that they would continue to be focused. So tune in tonight after the Mavs-Portland game. Benny and I will be on doing the Dallas Maverick post-game show immediately following the game. Well, coming up next, we're going to get into America's favorite segment. It's called Radio Pork, and there's a very interesting story involving the Chinese news and nudity. We will tell you how those all interface next on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Guitar swingers, slide players, and shredders. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, Guitar Center, and the 27th Annual Guitar Show are looking for a player who can rip to perform the national anthem at the AAC for the D&M Leasing Charity Challenge on Ice Center. If you have what it takes to cut heads and drop jaws, we want to hear from you. Log on to theticket.com for more info about the how and the where to. And the top 5 finalists will audition live at Guitar Center during the rant on March 20th. The winner plays the national anthem at the D&M Leasing CCOI and wins a break.
E-break.
All right, there's a win.
Hey,
doggy dog. Huh?
This is a ripoff.
I know. This is a ripoff.
Yeah. It's because Snoop is more fun to vote for.
Yeah. All right, it's a giggle. Here's Snoop Dogg trying to introduce the Foo Fighters and Chick Corea.
Dig this. Yeah. I got a
question for y'all people. What happens when you put together one of rock's most explosive bands with a groundbreaking jazz legend? We all gonna find out right about now. Here's something cool you only see here. Playing their number, what they nominated song times like three, what? Or three times Grammy nominated Foo Fighters with 11 times Grammy winning six for real.
He does two what?
Yeah.
What? What?
Oh, I love Snoop. Well, Ben, I feel your pain because you got ripped.
He did get ripped off.
Thanks for calling Bob Hayes a living legend this week.
We're talking today with Amy Marcellus of the University of Dallas. She's the marketing director for the Graduate School of Management and the College of Business. As I understand it, Amy, aren't there classes starting like every couple of weeks? There's like, you can start college almost any time of year.
We have 9 start terms. So we although we follow a semester credit hour system, we run on a trimester schedule. So we run 3 13-week trimesters per year in addition to that. So we run a traditional spring, summer, and fall term. But we also run a spring 2 term, a summer 2 term, and a fall 2 term that start about a month after that first traditional term starts. In addition to that, we also have what we call intermester courses, which between your spring and your summer term or between your summer and your fall term, you can come in and take a 1 week or 2 week format intensive course and knock out another class in just a couple of weeks.
There's no reason not to start your MBA program right now. Go to thedallasmba.com and start yourself off on a whole new career path right now at the University of Dallas.
Want to save thousands of dollars? Just maximize your media player and click on the Quail Springs Ranch logo sometime in the next 60 seconds. Because if you're looking for the perfect place to build a home, the perfect place to live, then you need to know all about Quail Springs Ranch. It's a former game reserve filled with lush meadows, sparkling ponds, and towering oaks. And it's the perfect place to build your next home. If you move quickly, you can save thousands during the pre-development sale at Quail Springs Ranch. You don't have to buy in the next 60 seconds. Just click on the logo. Log on to quailspringsranch.com or call 866-710-9378 to find out more. Quail Springs Ranch has 2 to 5 acre home sites available for just $29.99, and it's only minutes from Fort Worth or Weatherford. Imagine looking out a window and seeing the rolling horse country of Parker County, instead of looking out that window and seeing your neighbor's house or the office building next door. Move quick and you can save thousands of dollars in pre-development savings. Just click on the Quail Springs Ranch logo or call 866-710-9378.
Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo the next day. Wells Fargo Bank people have been
for same-day cash. And we've got the most generous cash back and comps around. Not to mention the other great rewards like award-winning restaurants, world-class entertainment, and, of course, Jack Binion. We're the only casino that has all that.
If there's anything we can do to make your time with us even better, you let us know.
So come to Horseshoe and experience just how great our Winner's Circle Club really is. Because nobody does more for gamblers than we do.
That's the way it is.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department. And along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
All live, all local, all sports, all the time.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Just a bunch of guys hanging out and talking sports.
1-800-GIVE-LIFE. That's 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket.
The Stars sit atop a 10-game home unbeaten streak. That is the best in the NHL. They went against the Wild last night 3-1 to continue, and Dave Tippett was happy with the all-around play.
It's a real concerted team effort. I mean, obviously, Marty has played very well, but, you know, we talk about checking hard. We want to make it hard on people. Minnesota's a good cycling team. They've got some good skill players down low. So we talk about playing hard and checking hard, and that's how our team is going about winning.
Turco, by the way, had 18 saves in the game. The Stars continue the home streak with Edmonton tomorrow at 2. SMU men's basketball team started the season 6-3, but they've lost 12 of their last 16, and that has helped lead to the firing of head coach Mike DeMint. Athletic director Jim Copeland says he has his replacement for now.
Today I relieve Mike DeMint of the men's basketball head coaching duty, effective today. I have appointed Robert Lindenberg, who is the assistant on our staff with the longest tenure with SMU, as an interim coach.
Lindenberg has been an assistant at SMU for 7 years. Mavs take on the Blazers at home at 7:30. They've won 17 of their last 21 games. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. When you buy a home at Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage, stress won't be a closing cost. To experience stress-free house hunting for yourself, visit cbdfw.com. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin Weekend on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
He's Bob and Dan's little hockey buddy, Bill Garrett on Bad Radio, Tuesdays at 1:50. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 10:33 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin with you on a Saturday morning. You're hearing the sounds of the Strange Fruit Project. This is off their new album, Soul Traveling. This is a cut called The Dotted Line. And we will be getting into more of this a little bit later at 11:10. We're going to let you hear some of their work as part of our Operation Alpaca, a very important mission for us to expose the P1s to Dallas hip-hop. It'll be an ongoing thread for Benny and I. Coming up at 11:30, we're going to talk about Keyshawn. Will he become a Cowboy? At 10:50, Ben has the most optimistic Ranger opinions ever, and he's going to let you share the love with him. But right now, Ben, we're going to get into a little bit of Radio Pork.
I love Radio Pork.
Ben, I love that you love Radio Pork. Tell me, what exactly is Radio Pork?
Radio Pork is something completely different from, like, the Throwdown News Desk.
Never heard of it?
Very different from News in the News.
Not familiar.
Kind of like entertainment news for you. But
I've read about that on the Internet.
But different. Basically, it's just our views on some of the most wacky stories in the world. It doesn't even have to be a news story, but like all the junk and fodder that there is in the world wrapped up into one sausage called Radio Pork.
And the reason we call it Radio Pork, of course, is because we put bacon down our pants right before we do the segment. Then Dateline China, large country where people live, they got a new thing going on with their newscast, okay? This is for the people in Hong Kong. Now, this is something that's been done in Europe, and it's been done in Canada, and now it's going to be done in wacky China. And it's a big story because China is traditionally very, very conservative. And what's going to happen is, on the Ice Fire channel, they're going to have a host who gradually discards her clothing while undertaking the serious business of reading the headlines. Now, the station manager, Jesse Au, said the content would be mostly light because viewers were expected to watch harder than they listened. The viewers are going to watch very, very hard. As the presenter, Chan Long, she's only 18 years old, and she's going to get up there and she's going to read the news.
18?
She's 18. She's going to read the news. People are going to watch it extremely hard while she reads it. Here's a quote from her, Ben. I find this amusing. She says, you know, it's not easy synchronizing news reading and taking off all your clothes. That's fascinating to me. Think about how impressed you would be with the American stripper who not only lip syncs to Motley Crue while taking off her clothes, but she can also climb poles with her thighs. So if you can imagine someone who gets tripped up on just reading the news and taking off her clothes, factor in, you know, greasing up yourself and using other appendages to climb phallic objects with Motley Crue blasting in the background, she's got to be impressed with the American stripper. But move to China and watch the news with naked people.
Yeah, I don't have to imagine it either, Skin. I'm doing it right now.
Nice. Nice work.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, another strange, bizarre news that's not from America. In Taiwan, a dead whale exploded.
What?
A dead whale exploded, I said.
What?
Basically, these guys were, they had, this whale washed up on shore, 60-ton sperm whale.
What?
And it washed up on January 17th, beached itself, and they couldn't do anything with it. And so they put it on the flatbed of a giant 18-wheeler, and they were trying to take it back to the lab to do some studies on it.
Why do they call it a sperm whale?
I don't know. It makes you wonder what exploded everywhere. But basically, there's some shocking pictures of this. This is on MSNBC. The title of the article is "Thar She Blows, Dead Whale Explodes."
Tell me about these pictures, because you showed me this, and this is rather ugly.
Well, this 18-wheeler was going right through, like, the heart of downtown Taiwan,
mm-hmm.
and when gases from inside the dead whale had been building up and
finally exploded,
the dead whale exploded, and blood and guts littered the street, and decomposing organs in the sperm whale caused it to explode, and it just showered people, shops. There's a picture of a moped that's covered in it. I mean, it's
covered in sperm?
Covered in giant exploding sperm whale. This is a real story.
Those are real pictures.
Stories are, the pictures are absolutely disgusting.
Are you trying the footage where there's a beached whale? And
I'm sorry, sir, could you identify yourself? You don't sound like Ben or Skin.
I'm sorry, Mr. Skin. My name is Jason.
Hey, Jason, joining us on Radio Pork. Hey, Jason.
There's footage of a beached whale, and they get the bright idea to remove the beached whale. They're going to blow it up. So they put a bunch of explosives under it, and there's a news crew out there, and they detonate it, and there is chunks of whale meat falling on these reporters all over their news van. It's totally disgusting.
Why do they do, they just want to get sperm everywhere? Why do they do this?
I don't think they thought it out.
They just go, there's something big and immobile. Let's put explosives in it.
Let's blow it up.
They don't know what to do with these giant whales when this happens. I was watching this thing on the Discovery Channel where it was near Seal Island where like 20 great white sharks are always out there just chowing down on seals. And they took a dead whale carcass out there and these giant great white sharks just ate it. I mean, they had to tow it out there. They don't know what to do with them when they're that 60 tons. But this is another weird thing about the story. More than 100 Taiwan city residents, mostly men, have reportedly gone to see the corpse to experience the size of its penis, the newspaper reported.
What?
Yeah, they went to go see the penis of this giant whale, but here's how they're reporting it. More than 100 city residents, mostly men, have reportedly gone to see the corpse to experience the size of its penis.
That reminds me of how Craig's buddy lost his watch. I think some sperm penis whales and golf happened. Ben, let's move away from this because there's indecency laws issues that are gripping all of media right now. Do you watch The Daily Show?
No, I don't.
You've heard of it, though, right?
No, I haven't. I don't have a TV.
The story's not going to work well.
Okay, man. No. I have it again.
Okay, have you seen it since I last mentioned that?
I just watched it.
What do you think of it?
Somebody emailed me some of it. I've mostly seen it in fax format, so I don't really know.
It doesn't translate well to fax.
It seems like it's a good show, and it's on every day.
Okay, good. Hence the name. Well, The Daily Show is hosted by Jon Stewart, who I think is a very funny human. Well, I think the timing of this story is a little suspect. Basically, he was interviewing Samuel Jackson, and he dropped an F-bomb, okay? Now, this is Steve Albini. He is the Comedy Central spokesman. He says, yes, unfortunately, the F-word slipped through. We very much regret that it happened, and we're making every effort to make sure it doesn't happen again. Here's the problem. That show is not live. That show is tape-delayed, okay? But the offending word initially wasn't caught. It was heard on the 10 p.m. Thursday show and on repeat at midnight and 9 a.m. before being caught. So there's no bleeping. They didn't edit it out. It aired three times with the F word coming through, and they're saying, yeah, we weren't able to pick up on it. I'm really sorry about that. Apparently, we don't watch the show. We didn't know what happened. Now, the timing of it is extremely suspect because, of course, this week, Howard Stern was removed on the air, off the air in six markets. The markets in which he was carried by Clear Channel removed him off the air because of indecency issues. This, of course, coming on the heels of the Janet Jackson, her can falling out at the Super Bowl, you know, something you like to call Nipplegate. And it's really, I think that this is an act of defiance by Comedy Central. I think that they're purposely doing this because that's, you know, the type of network it is. It's shown South Park and other racy things in the past. And it's going to be something really interesting to follow. And I think, you know, even a station like The Ticket that will do stories on sperm whales and things like that, it's an interesting battleground for it as well. But I think this is clearly a publicity stunt by The Daily Show, and I can't wait to see what happens because I think it's changed. You know, you got to think twice before, you know, you say what you're going to say. I used to have on the back of my car, I had a sticker that said, no fear. And since Janet Jackson thing, I have a sticker on my car now that says, fear this. And it's got a picture of Janet Jackson's dirty nipple on the back of my car. And what it does is it reminds me.
Now, your bumper's dirty?
Yeah. Oh, okay. What does it remind you of? It reminds me every day not to go on the air and talk about sperm whales.
Yeah, you know what's funny is I got to that part of the story and I was kind of reading it while I was saying it over the air for the first time. So I appreciate everyone for tuning into our last show.
And then suddenly Ben goes, yeah, hey, here's an interesting part, whale penis. Oh, okay, back to you, Skin.
Hey, Skin, another Radio Pork. What was that movie with the guy from
Deborah Winger?
Bruce Willis. The guy from Die Hard. He was in it.
Moonlighting?
He was like a superhero kind of, and there was the Man of Glass.
Oh,
Unbreakable.
Oh, happy to tell you, okay.
Unbreakable. There's actually a case of somebody that is unbreakable. This is a real story.
Samuel Jackson?
There's this little girl who has a very rare disease that actually no one in the U.S. has, maybe only 12 people in the entire world. It's called Hereditary Sensory and Autonomic Neuropathy. Type 5.
I love when you make up medical crap.
It's so rare, her doctors don't know if another person even has it in the country. And there's no websites, there's no support groups, there's nowhere to go for this. There's so few people that have this. But basically, she feels absolutely no pain. She can, when she first started teething, she would like bite toys. They had to take all of her teeth out because She would bite her hands until they looked like hamburgers.
She was bloody gum baby.
And it didn't hurt her. Like she, you know, could put her hand on the stove and it absolutely would not hurt her. She stood in front of a humidifier for like an hour and second degree burns, didn't feel anything. She's fallen downstairs, broke her jaw. They didn't find out until a month later. She doesn't cry. She absolutely does not feel pain.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I would think that that'd be a very bad thing.
It's bad. It's really bad now because they're teaching her lessons of life and she's learning all these things for the first time. It's terrible. But how sweet would that be to be an adult and have that?
I would be three times the smartass I am right now. I would just be uncontrollable smartass.
Now, I wonder, like, if you got into the ring with Mike Tyson, if he could just continually punch you in the face.
Think
and
about
you
the
would,
payday.
Would you not get knocked out, or would it just not hurt? Well, you would be knocked out, but
it wouldn't hurt, but it would kill you.
Right.
You would die, but you wouldn't feel pain. That'd be great. You could drown. No matter what happens to you, your death is going to be fine.
What if it was just through fate she was born into, like, the Evel Knievel family?
God, what a great struck. Struck? Low? What?
That would be sweet.
Sperm whale?
I know. I wonder if she, like, or if you were a football player, if you tore your ACL, if you could just keep playing on it.
Hockey players
do
that.
I'm fine. That's true.
How does an ACL not affect a hockey player? Let's discuss at 11:30.
We cover a lot of hockey topics in our show, so let's get into that.
You just want to do hockey for the last hour of the show?
Let's do it.
Okay, very good. Coming up next, Ben Rogers will not get into hockey because he wants to get into Rangers enthusiasm, and he will do that next right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket, established in 1994. Built in Texas by Texans with big-name guests. Sports information every 20 minutes on the Ticket Ticker at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Local personalities that live here and talk about the teams here. And breaking sports news first, guaranteed. E-Break.
All right, there's a win.
Hey,
it's Big Doggy Dog. Huh?
This is a ripoff.
I know. This is a ripoff.
Yeah.
It's because Snoop is more fun to vote for.
Yeah.
All right, it's a giggle. Here's Snoop Dogg trying to introduce the Foo Fighters and Chick Corea.
Dig this. Yeah. I got a question for y'all, people. What happens when you put together one of rock's most explosive bands with a groundbreaking jazz legend? We all gonna find out right about now. Here's something cool you only see here. Playing the number what they nominated song times like three, what? Or three times Grammy nominated Foo Fighters. Or 11 times Grammy nominated Chick Corea.
He does two what?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, I love Snoop.
Well, Ben, I feel your pain because you got ripped.
He did get ripped off. Thanks for calling Bob Hayes a living legend this week.
We're talking today with Amy Marcellus of the University of Dallas. She's the marketing director for the Graduate School of Management and the College of Business. Amy, one of the things I noticed about the University of Dallas at the Graduate School of Management over there is that you seem to have an advisor for almost every student. How does that work?
The way we structure our administration, we've kind of taken our 19 concentrations and divided them into five areas: technology, management, finance, marketing, and operations. And within one of those areas, all 19 of our concentrations are covered. And we have program directors assigned to each one of those areas, and they are there as a liaison, as an advocate for that student, really from the time you express an interest in going to school there right up through your course of study and right into becoming an alumnus of the University of Dallas.
There's no reason not to start your MBA program right now. Go to thedallasmba.com and start yourself off on a whole new career path right now at the University of Dallas.
This year's NBA playoffs.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 years or older and U.S. resident. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes
70 and go where satellite can. 70 of the top channels on TV for only $29.99 a month for the first 3 months. Visit charter.com or...
So you're sitting there in your cubicle in front of your computer and look around and imagine. Instead of seeing miles of fabric-colored walls, imagine your new home surrounded by trees, looking down on a beautiful lake. And imagine it all inside the Metroplex at a price you can afford. Think it's too good to be true? Think again, and then click on the Lake Ridge icon on your computer right now to find out more about the greens at Tangle Ridge. It's a new premier golf community with one-acre home site starting at just $59.99, and it's spectacular scenery with towering trees, sparkling ponds and creeks, with no cube walls anywhere to be seen. Just click on the Lake Ridge icon on the screen right now to find out more, or call 888-218-1881. It's everything you don't have at work. It's secluded, private, with the space you deserve. You can even buy now and build later at the Greens at Tangle Ridge. Just 30 minutes from Dallas, Fort Worth, or DFW, click on the Lake Ridge icon now to find out more. 888-218-1881 or lakeridge.net.
Good times.
Great food, good times. Big Bucks.
The Ticket.
Ticket Ticker.
The AAC has been good to the Stars. CarMax brings you the ticker. They are now unbeaten in their last 10 home games after a 3-1 win over the Minnesota Wild. Marty Turco had 18 saves in the game. He says the win was legit.
Right now, everybody's playing solid, and we believe in each other, and that's real important for us.
Stars are halfway through their current homestand, where they have 3 wins and a tie. SMU has fired head men's basketball coach Mike DeMent. The Mustangs are 10-15 on the season and 4-11 in WAC play. Assistant Robert Lindenberg has been named interim head coach. He will start that duty at 7 tonight when the Ponies play host to UTEP. Checking out the scoring at the Match Play Championship, Tiger Woods is 1-6 over Patrick Harrington. In the Ben Hogan bracket, you've got Stephen Leaney 3-5 over Ian Poulter. Darren Clark leads Jerry Kelly 1-5. And in the Sam Snead bracket, you've got Davis Love III 2-up over Phil Mickelson, bat through 4. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin Weekend on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. If we can't be number one in your life, then number two on you.
Now we 10:52 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin subbing in for The Rant today. You are listening to the sounds of the Strange Fruit Project.
Yeah.
Today's featured local hip-hop artist on the Ben and Skin show, and this song right here is called Cloud 9. Now, coming up at 11:10, we're going to actually get into the Strange Fruit Project, listen to a few tracks from their CD and talk about that a little bit. And at 11:30, we're going to talk a little Dallas Cowboys football.
Delicious.
So stay tuned for
Delicious.
That.
Delicious.
But right now, we're going to get into a little Texas Rangers baseball. And, Skin, I want to open this up. If anybody wants to call in and jump on with us, 214-787-1310, feel free to jump on. I'm just, maybe it's because I'm the biggest Rangers homer of all time.
It is. It is because
but
of that.
I'm optimistic about the outlook for the Rangers. Not necessarily for this season. This is still going to be a growing pain season. But you got to hit rock bottom before you can bounce up and get back to the top. It's just the way it goes. The league is very cyclical. And I like what the Rangers have done. I like the A-Rod deal. I really do. Because you traded that contract, and I don't care how much money Hicks had to pay. It's not my money. The way it's set up, it's not going to hamstring the franchise. You know what? It's his loss. He stepped up to the table. He's taken a big hit on it because he made a mistake. He deserves to have to pay for that mistake. So that's fine. But the fact that they got rid of that contract, when you look at things, let's just say that the Rangers are going to end up having a $75 million payroll, which is what Hicks has said. You know, in the past, he wants to be in that range. I mean, there's only a few teams over 100, so that's reasonable. 75, maybe 80. But let's just say 75. Well, this season, right now, as it stands, they're going to be at $65 million for their payroll. After this season, Rusty Greer comes off the books, Jay Powell, a few other guys that are just anchors on the payroll, their payroll is going to get back down to $50 million. If they do want to get to that $75 million number, then they'll have $25 million to go spend on free agents. And there's a nice free agent class out there as well. So they'll have some money to go spend on free agency. They'll have another year under their belt with these young players, just kind of letting these guys grow and letting these guys learn. And you know what? There was a great article today in the Star-Telegram by Jim Reeves, and it's just about how there's a new culture change in the Rangers clubhouse now, because it used to be there was A-Rod, Raffy, and Carl Everett, and they're all huge superstars. And it wasn't that any of them were bad guys, but they kind of stuck to themselves in their own areas of the Rangers clubhouse and had their own kind of agendas, so to speak. And when you're a superstar, you've got demands. You know, I've been playing this game for so long, I'm playing to win. You're not necessarily as patient. Now all those guys are gone. And I think that you're seeing a real enthusiastic young team. All the negativity that surrounded this whole A-Rod thing, I think, has brought them all closer together. I'm really excited about things. I can't wait to see how this Rangers team does. I'm excited about the change in clubhouse culture. Rusty Greer's hanging around now. He's one of the guys he's the big veterans now. He's one of the big veterans who's going to be able to influence the team. And I can't think of anybody better to have an influence on these young guys than Rusty Greer.
I think it's good to have hope and all these kinds of things. I would be way more optimistic if the situation occurred where Hicks actually was able to sell the team now, because I'm still not convinced that, you know, the payroll will go back up to $75 million. It's one of those things where it's just like, wait to be seen. And I'm definitely not convinced that, you know, he'll be able to go out. And really the problem is, like it has always been, you know, go out and be able to get pitching with that money. I'm not convinced that he will be able to get any pitchers to come here, even if he was to throw money at him. You know, a situation that is somewhat similar to me is Oakland from several years back, where they had a bunch of young guys. They're always operating on a tight budget. And those group of guys came up together, but part of that nucleus was those good young arms that they had. And there's no good young arms here to get excited about. I mean, the idea that you weed out personality issues, I mean, I think that's fine. Although another thing I worry about is the reputation of Buck Showalter in terms of trying to get free agents here. I mean, traditionally, guys don't like playing for him. I think the idea that it's good that they have gotten, because let's face it, just the whole A-Rod situation was a complete albatross that weighted the franchise down to just the deepest depths of despair, to where there was absolutely no hope whatsoever. They had had him for several seasons. Nothing had panned out. They weren't going to be able to do anything because of the money dedicated to him, and now that's gone. But I'm not convinced, A, that they are going to go out and spend the money now that they have the relief, and B, I'm just still worried by the fact that there's no good young arms in the organization, which is always going to be, you're never going to be able to compete as long as you don't have pitching.
Now, I am convinced that they are going to go spend that money. I really do think they're going to. I don't think they're going to sit around at a top five media market and just not do it. Now, maybe that's me being naive, but
it's you being optimistic, and not naive.
And
you're being
optimistic. And if
here.
He, well, I'm just taking him for his word on what he's saying. I just don't see how. Basically, this whole thing was, he made a huge mistake, and yeah, it would have been so much easier if Tom Hicks would have said, listen, I screwed up, I made a huge mistake, he's not doing that, so that sucks, and that may confuse things for people, but the way I see it, you know what, he made a mistake, he's paying for it, if they get back into a realistic type payroll, which, for this market, which would be 75 to 80 million, I think they will be able to get pitchers to come here, they do have some young arms that have potential, they don't have anybody that's like, wow. This guy's incredible. But, you know, Colby Lewis, I think, had the most wins for a rookie last year. I mean, the Rangers went 44-44 in their last 88 games last year. I mean, there's reason to believe that if these guys can get it together, and they can just get one or two starters from this young crop that they have, then go out and get a couple more in free agency, I really think they could be primed to do something after spending $25 million on the free agent market following this season.
Ben, let's hear what the P1s think. Let's go to David on a cell. You're on with Ben and Skin on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, dude.
I don't think Hicks is in a very good spot here. I think he's going to have to get a pitcher to come to the ballpark in Arlington, he's going to have to overpay. I don't think there's that many pitchers that want to come here and pitch. And if he overpays for a pitcher, then he's just back into that cycle of all the fans, you know, overpaying for pitching.
Which the big example of that, of course, is Chan Ho Park, which I think, to be fair to the – yes, I think everyone thought he did overpay, but no one thought that Chan Ho Park had half an inning in him for the whole year last year. I mean, that was a debacle of gigantic proportions.
Hey, I was thrilled when they got Chan Ho Park. I've followed him in fantasy baseball, so I was familiar with his numbers. I don't watch a lot of National League baseball, but, you know, he's a guy who has a lot of strikeouts, and everyone can say, oh, I knew he only pitched well at Dodger Stadium. Whatever, man.
Well, that was discussed before they signed him.
He was the best free agent out there on the free agent market, and they went and got him.
But I
give him credit for going to get him. But, you know, yeah. The
question is, was he worth what they paid when no one else was offering him that?
No, and that's definitely not. But he was the best free agent pitcher out there, and they went and got him. Now it's easy for people to say, oh, I knew he sucked. You know, that's ridiculous. I knew he sucked. But, you know, baseball contracts were still a little bit out of control at that point. They paid a lot of money to go get the best free agent pitcher there was. I give him credit for at least trying to do that.
Fair enough. Let's go to Josh. You're on with Ben and Skin on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Turn your radio down, Josh.
Oh, sorry about that, fellas.
That's okay. What do you have, homie?
Hey, man, I'm a big SI reader, and when I saw A-Rod on the cover, I had hatred for the Yankees again, just like always, every playoff season. But what it boils down to is we were last for 3 years while he was here. He's gone now. We got Soriano, strikeout team, terrible second baseman. Oh, well, we lost in the trade.
What?
Hopefully, we'll do something as far as our minor league prospects go and get some pitching. We just have no luck. Like y'all just said about Chan Ho Park. We bring him here, and he's got nothing. He had a lot before he got here. Why is that? It's luck. We have no luck when it comes to pitching staff at all.
Well, that's a very hot opinion that the Rangers, all their problems go back to luck. But, I mean, again, you know, Ben said he was the best free agent pitcher out there. They went and got him. It's just a question of financial responsibility. And when you say, hey, you know, they're $10 million under what their projected self-imposed cap is for this year, you know, my question is, you know, no pitchers want to come here because they get lit up. There's bad karma around the team. There's Buck Showalter, who has a tradition of not getting along with players. I mean, I've heard Grego say it. Hey, what's going to happen when A-Rod tells everybody? I mean, everyone's going to listen to A-Rod. So you have to worry about the fact that they would have to continue to overpay to get guys here. Here's Johnny. He wants to talk Chan Ho with Ben and Skin on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Hey, guys.
Hey, dude.
Hey, I've skimmed through the morning news and the Star Telegram, but I haven't seen anything on that Chan Ho farce. And what is his status?
Go ahead, Ben. I've seen that he's, you know, he's overcome his injury and he's actually getting a little bit of work.
Yeah, he is. He is getting some work in. I think they're cautiously optimistic. Nobody wants to overhype anything. And I don't know. We'll see. There's no explanation for what happened to him. It's just like all of a sudden Michael Finley showing up and they're like, Michael Finley forgot how to dribble.
Yeah.
We're going to
sit him down for a while and just let him rest. I mean, we played him in a high school game, and they stole the ball from him 11 times. So we're going to get back to you. I mean, it's just so weird. You can't put a guy in the IR for shattered psyche. It's Bermuda Triangle weird. You can't just point the finger at the Rangers and say, you idiots. I mean, he was the most coveted top free agent pitcher in the market. They went and got him. Obviously, they overpaid to get him, even if he would have delivered at the same pace. But you know what? If that's what you're going to criticize the Rangers for, wow, you guys spent too much money to go get the best pitcher. I mean, how can you be upset about that? They tried it. It didn't work. I understand that. But, you know, the reason it didn't work is Bermuda Triangle-like. We don't know, man.
There's the hot, unlucky opinion. And agreeing with Ben, here's Tom. You're on with Ben and Skin on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Morning, boys.
Hey, dude.
So, Ben, you're a Ranger fan, right?
Yes, always have been.
As am I. So it's easy for you to sell me on this because, you know, I can look back at the early 90s when Pudge was coming up and Juan was coming up, and we had two or three guys. We could say, wow, look at these kids. And now we've got a third baseman and a first baseman and a couple of other guys, and it's like, wow, look at these kids. And, you know, we just threw a couple of pitching like Kenny Hill and Darren Oliver. I mean, we'll find some guys and we can start over again.
It's not like there's a pitcher's buffet out there where only the smart teams can go hand-select the best pitchers and get them on their roster. I mean, it's not like you can just say, okay, we need a pitcher. Oh, well, gosh, why didn't somebody tell us? Let's just go take those two pitchers. Now we're set. I mean, it's a difficult thing to do. And more times than not, you have to develop your own pitching. And as painful as that is, I mean, these guys don't come up and all of a sudden, oh, he pitched in single A last year, but guess what? He's going to win 20 games next year. It takes a while. It takes growing pains, and that's what the Rangers are going through right now. I mean, look at last year, Colby Lewis made great strides. They've got some young guys who have potential to get better, but they're not there yet. You've got to go through these growing pains to get there, and it did no good to sit here and try to go through these growing pains with these young guys who are just trying to learn their way through Major League Baseball when you've got a $25 million shortstop who's telling everyone that it's time to win a championship. Who, you know, and you've heard about how the clubhouse was. It was somewhat divided, not in that it was like this guy's mean and a bad guy, this guy didn't want to talk to this guy, but you had all these huge superstars taking up their own area of the locker room. It wasn't coming together as a team. Now you've got a more unified front. You've got these young guys that everyone thinks sucks. And I tell you what's going to make free agent pitchers want to come here if it works out for the Rangers is the Rangers, if they show that they can win, they show that they're scrappy, they show that they've got heart, and they surprise some people, you might see pitchers say, yeah, you know what, I'll come there. And you might see Tom Hicks saying, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pay you to come here. And you know what? Good for Tom Hicks. Good for, you know, if he's able to get back out there and not have alligator arms reaching for his wallet again, then I'm fine with it.
See, and that's where you lose me on it. I totally agree with you on the A-Rod thing. I think that was great to just get out from under that. But I just think it's such a long shot that any of the arms, like you said, it's going to be several years away if they do develop. And I just have no confidence that those arms are there right now. Drake has been holding for a long time. Let's talk to him on Ben and Skin.
What's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I'm totally on board with the development of pitching because of the Bermuda Triangle. I've been telling all my buddies at work that, you know what, guys, don't even get caught up in this hole. I've got Hicks has this much money available. Hey, develop your pitching. And then once you've developed it, not just pitching, but other younger guys, a lot of people in this town get up on the whole spending thing and think you got to go spend outside the organization. Look at Hank Blaylock. That was a very smart move to spend within the organization, keep those younger guys around. And I think, and especially this market with the Cowboys and Jerry Jones, how they like to just spend money. Well, sometimes it's not a bad deal to spend money within and keep guys around.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. That's a steal, that Hank Blaylock deal, $3 million a year for five years. What a
great
joke. I love that. He's locked in. You're going to have a superstar over there. Kevin Scott will laugh. I throw that around loosely with Rangers.
Kevin Scott's a superstar.
He'll laugh that I'm calling Blaylock a superstar.
Oh, okay.
But I guess he did hit the game-winning home run off Gagne in the All-Star game, so he's a superstar, I guess.
You know what
I love? A budding superstar. But that's the thing. You locked him up to a great deal, this young star who's going to be playing here for 5 years at $3 million a year. I agree with the caller. We can't get caught up in Hicks's money. The question comes down to, do you think Hicks will spend $25 million after this season to get back up to the $75 million payroll, or do you not? You don't think he will. I think he will. If he does,
The Rangers are going to be sitting pretty if some of these arms develop and they can convince some other people to come here with that big pile of money they're going to
see,
have.
See, that's the big if for me. I think even more importantly than will Hicks spend the money is will any of these guys develop. And, you know, it's just a total crapshoot, which is why I think it's harder to be as optimistic as you are about the thing. I mean, I'm certainly optimistic about the young infield and Blaylock and Teixeira and those guys. I mean, that's great reasons, but without pitching, you're still going to have a bag.
And let's come back. And there was a caller who mentioned Soriano. He was talking about how Soriano sucks, and he's just Captain Strikeout. Soriano is one of the best players in the league. Any of you who watch Ranger games are going to fall in love with Soriano. He's their best player. He's the best player on the Texas Rangers right now, hands down. You know, if the Rangers do anything this year, I mean, win-loss-wise, you'll probably see him put up MVP contention numbers. I mean, it's going to be sick when you see how good he is. He stole 35 bases last year, I think 41 or 43 the year before. You know, he hits for amazing power. He destroys the ballpark in Arlington. He is going to be a beast, and you'll probably see him start at second base in the All-Star game.
If you know, it's funny, Ben, if you were to ask me, okay, who out there drinks the Ranger Kool-Aid like Ben Rogers? How many people out there drink the Ranger Kool-Aid like Ben Rogers? I'd say, I don't know, maybe there's four or five people, and apparently they all listen to our show because they all called in this morning. That's dynamite. Well, the Rangers are a story. Certainly the hard line will continue to follow. Coming up next, we are going to get into Operation Alpaca as we do it with the Strange Fruit Project, right here with Ben and Skin on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger.
So play with one club, driver gets a snub.
Play 18 holes with just one club. The 6th Annual Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket One Club Tournament. April 10th at Westridge Golf Course in McKinney. $99 gets you golf, breakfast and lunch, a cart and free t-shirt. And it all benefits Big Brothers Big Sisters. Register now at theticket.com.
And the play.
E-Break Classics.
His first win.
Wow.
Playing a very inappropriate drop while the hard line, or now as they've become known, the headline, visiting with Rafael Palmeiro.
All right, now on the spectrum of those activities that go on the plane, where do you fit in? What did you do last night?
I just sat on my chair and I tried to go to sleep, but I couldn't. It was one of those.
Play with it.
I apologize for that.
What was that?
Don't worry
about
it. Fight
through it.
Fight through it, okay?
Okay. Well, I didn't do much.
You know, I think Rafi's giggle is the funniest part of that whole thing. Hey, you know who I have a feeling is responsible for that more than Expo is Danny.
You think
big,
so?
Big, dumb, tall, stringy Danny.
You think Danny ordered that drop?
Yeah, he orders so many drops, and he orders all the most inappropriate ones.
Well, Expo pulled the trigger.
Yep. Yep.
So Expo wins the emergency break of the week. Congratulations to him.
We're talking today with Amy Marcellus of the University of Dallas. She's the marketing director for the Graduate School of Management and the College of Business. Amy, one of the big concerns people have about tackling an MBA is, am I qualified? Will I get in? Will I be accepted?
Well, a lot of schools have very strict admission requirements, and not that we don't, but certain strict measures are not the only determining factor that shows somebody capable of doing graduate work.
So my professional accomplishments, perhaps, will give me some reprieve from my earlier struggling grades?
Well, sure. We'd have to take it. Everybody's an individual case, but we'd have to take a look. Things like work experience, GPA, you know, that dreaded GMAT that some people just really hate taking. There's a variety of options and criterion that we can match up to you and see if you're a qualified student for us. But don't be intimidated because we will give you an opportunity to prove yourself.
There's no reason not to start your MBA program right now. Go to thedallasmba.com and start yourself off on a whole new career path right now at the University of Dallas.
Look west and what do you see? Pictures of the wife and kids, an office wall, maybe the bald spot on Bob, the accounting guy. Ooh, that's appealing. Look west from a new home site at the Preserve at Silver Lakes Ranch, and all you'll see is unforgettable views and splendid sunsets. Look around at Silver Lakes Ranch, and you'll see Amon Carter Lake, one of the top 10 fishing lakes in Texas, all less than an hour from DFW. If you're looking for a great place to build a home, click on the Silver Lakes logo right now. They're opening up the Preserve at Silver Lakes Ranch with an exclusive number of one-acre home sites on beautiful Amon Carter Lake. Imagine a home perched on a hilltop overlooking the lake and surrounded by huge hardwood trees. That's what you'll find at Silver Lakes Ranch. But these lots and deals won't last long. Click on the Silver Lakes Ranch logo on your computer right now. Log on to SilverLakesRanch.com or call 866-938-LAKE. You spend enough time cooped up with no view at all. Why not enjoy the views and the sunsets at Silver Lakes Ranch? Just click on the logo right now and find out more about Silver Lakes Ranch. Call 866-938-LAKE.
The word, come to Midas today. At participating shops only, offers good on most cars and light trucks. Offer excludes ceramic brake pads. See manager for details.
I'm Amanda. As Steve Nash says, it's finally getting done. Next on the Ticket Ticker.
Okay, we have the sleeping bags, right?
Sleeping bags, check.
Extra clothing?
Check. Packed a full bag.
What about food?
I have popcorn, peanuts, sandwiches, chips, red ropes, and stuff to make s'mores.
Good. What about water?
Gallons. Don't worry, dear, we have plenty.
In a house this big, you never know.
When you live in a Fox and Jacobs home, you need to be prepared. Because in a house this big, just getting from room to room takes longer than you think.
Extra batteries?
Check.
Matches?
Check.
You get the most home for your money with a Fox and Jacobs home. Enormous kitchens, gargantuan breakfast nooks, and great rooms the size of a national forest. At least that's what it feels like in a Fox and Jacobs home. Priced from the 90s. Visit foxandjacobs.com for details on neighborhood locations throughout the Metroplex.
First aid kit?
Check. And here's the DVD.
Okay, kids. We've got some ground to cover. Take.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department, and along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
214-696-8001 or just type in TexasTickets.com. Hit it, kids.
The Ticket. Ticket
Ticker. Mavericks are 3-0 in their current home stand. They look to take that momentum against the Blazers tonight at 7:30. Steve Nash says the team is finally coming together.
We're just improving in every facet of the game. I mean, we're getting better offensively, we're becoming more cohesive, we have more flow, you know, all the things we've talked about all year are finally starting to come around a little bit.
Check out the Dallas Mavericks post-game show with yours truly, Ben and Skin, on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket after the game. Thanks to a 3-1 win over the Minnesota Wild, the Stars are riding the best home unbeaten streak in the NHL. They are unbeaten in 10 games, and Dave Tippett says they've been working.
It's a real concerted team effort. I mean, obviously, Marty has played very well, but, you know, we talk about checking hard. We want to make it hard on people. Minnesota's a good cycling team. They've got some good skilled players down low. So we talk about playing hard and checking hard, and that's how our team is going about winning.
Stars play Edmonton tomorrow at 2. Taking a look at the local schedule in college basketball, it starts at 1 when you have Texas Tech playing at Texas. 1:30 A&M plays host to Colorado. Oklahoma State visits Baylor at 3. At 7, UTEP takes on SMU. And at 7:05, Houston plays at TCU. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 11:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Charity Challenge on Ice 7 tickets are on sale now. Call 214-GO-STARS. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
11:15 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin with you on a Saturday morning. You know, I'd like to give a big shout-out to A-Rod's old lost gym sock, who wanted to make sure and let everybody know that it was Utah that handled up on Sacramento last night.
Skin, I know we don't have time to get into this right now, but remind
me... Hey, let that run for a second, Jason.
Remind me to tell you about the time that I went to Tahiti with my brother-in-law and made a mess.
Boy, that is so wrong.
Thanks.
That is so thinly veiled. Coming up at 11:30, we're going to get into crazy cowboy talk. As a situation you're very well aware of, some wide receivers maybe swapping with the Cowboys and the Bucks. Right now, we're going to get into Operation Alpaca, which is something Ben and I are very committed to, and that is letting the good, strong, clean, holy, also dirty at the same time, P1, know about Dallas-Fort Worth hip-hop, because there's a lot of really nice artists here on the scene that are making some moves, and the urban radio stations in this market don't feel compelled to represent Dallas the way they properly should, so I guess it's up to us to do it on sports talk radio. Kind of pathetic. Especially when you consider K104 is one of the number one stations in the United States, but they don't support their local artists. That's fine, though. No problem. We will pick up the slack right here. And we're doing it today with the Strange Fruit Project. That's what you're hearing right now. This is a track called All the Way. Now, these guys are originally from Waco, but they have relocated to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And they have a brand new album that is out called Soul Travelin'. Now, this is an album they can pick up, can't they, Ben? How do they go about doing this?
Yeah, you can pick this up at strangefruitproject.com or tower.com or cdbaby.com. But I highly recommend you go to their website, strangefruitproject.com.
Is it The Strange Fruit or Strange Fruit Project?
I think it's
well,
just strange.
Look it up online. We will get that. We will fact check for you because that's what we do. And these guys really are making some moves. One of the things they did, this is their second album. After their last one, there was a national contest to do, it was like, you know, it's like one of those winter freshener kind of things. And so they were letting unsigned artists turn in commercials, nationwide. And Strange Fruit, was one of the groups, I think two or three groups were picked. And they were one of the groups picked out of the whole United States, and their commercial ran on BET for a long time. I caught it a number of times. Our homeboy Tahiti shot it, local artist and also video director. Turn this up for a second. This is just kind of, they're laid back, they're spiritual, they got a jazzy, soulful sound. It's really kind of reminiscent of, you know, what you hear, like groups like The Roots. The producer who goes by the name S1, he sounds real similar kind of stylistically to JD, who's done stuff for Common and Erykah Badu and The Roots, and you've heard his stuff a number of times. I tell you what, I want to listen to my favorite song on here. Can
we
do that?
Yeah, we can do that. And it is strangefruitproject.com. Hey, www.strangefruitproject.com.
You should go check it out. They've gotten a lot of national press. I just read a good review of this album in Herb Magazine, which is a good underground urban magazine for hip hop and dance and reggae and all that kind of stuff. They actually just did a show last night in Savannah, up in Georgia, with our good buddy Babu Blakes, who has been with us on the show before. You heard us one time. You and Babu kicked a freestyle. And let's move on to track number two, Jason. This is called... Oh, no, Jason, that's my only copy of the vinyl. If you could be careful with it, I'd appreciate it.
Clearly not a DJ.
This is track two. This is called Love Is. Let this ride for a moment.
I'm like sending invitations.
This kind of got like a Pete Rock feel. This makes you want to sex up the honey.
And the thing I like about these guys is you can just throw this on and just let it go, man. This is the type of mood that I always want in my house. I can just put this on a CD and a CD player and just do whatever I got to do around my house and just let it play. The vibe is so nice on this, man. And you know what? The interesting thing about local hip-hop scene here is people don't realize it exists, like you said, because it's not played on the radio station, K104, whatever.
Yeah.
It's not played, so people don't know it's out there. And when you play music like this for people that would love to hear it but don't even realize it's here, they bug out. They're like, what? This group is from Dallas? I mean, I could come see them in Dallas, but it takes like an Erykah Badu situation where, you know, she's from Dallas, but no one was coming out to her shows. No one was tripping on the music she was making.
We used to do shows with her.
Until she left.
Yeah.
She had to go blow up somewhere else. And now she comes back and everybody's got to hear the Erykah stuff. But you don't have to wait for something to blow up in another city. Just listen close to Ben and Stan and Operation Alpaca. We're going to let you know about all the talent that's in the city. Check out the Strange Fruit Project. Go buy the CD. Check out the website. I mean, this is strong. And this isn't the only one. We're going to highlight so many groups. But
yeah,
this is one of my favorites.
Yeah, and you know what? You brought up the Erykah Badu situation, how maddening that is. Even when she was signed to a major label and getting in pub in other cities,
She was getting in rotation in Atlanta before she was getting rotation in her hometown.
Why can't a group like Strange Fruit Project or, you know, there's a million of these other, Babu.
Yeah, Strange Fruit's going to have to, I think they're going to have to blow up elsewhere before they get any kind of love here, because they do have a sound that's associated maybe more with the urban centers like Chicago or New York or L.A. or something like that.
But I hear this, I hear Babu, I hear Slump Masters, I hear Hydroponic, there's a million of them. There's a ton of, I could go all day, but why can't those groups be played on local radio stations here in Dallas?
Hey, you know, you brought up Babu. Hey, play track 13, Jason. This is called Remember My Face. Jason, damn it! Get it together, dude. The first voice you're going to hear on this cut is Babu Blake. Run up the highway, running the books to see on how long I've been. That is just Butter Soul, baby. It's probably because I'm a performer too, but ain't no denying what's in corner, you fool. We all want. Are you telling me, Ben, that if I'm in Dallas and I go by the CD and I put it on, I won't immediately get to sex up my honey?
I'm just more shocked by the whole fact that it's so hard for.
Is that Jason playing horn in there? Nice work.
I'm shocked that these groups can't get on, and it's really frustrating. And are you telling me that people out there listening to this, give us a call. Let us know what you think about this. 214-787-1310.
Let's go to the Strange Fruit Hotline. You're on with Ben and Skin. Hello?
Yeah, what up?
What up?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Ben and Skin.
You got him. You're on the air.
This is Beowulf.
Oh, what up, Beowulf? Dude? He's a big hip-hop ticket P1 cat. What are you doing, dude?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling, listening to y'all. I'm thinking about, so what do we do? How do we get on?
I'll tell you what you need to do, Beowulf. The thing you need to do is put your Vaseline away before you call Ben and Skin. That made me extremely uncomfortable. No, you know what they need to do to get on? They just need to keep grinding. And I do think a group like Strange Fruit will have a chance to blow up outside of the market. And I think the local radio stations will catch on. It's just someone's got to break first, and then I think it kind of falls in line after that.
Yeah, and these labels, they want to see, you know, it was funny. I was talking to my man from Slump Masters about this, and we were talking about how, you know, labels want to, there's a lot of things going on with record labels right now. They're dissolving into each other and things
crazy
like that.
Merging and,
yeah, and so,
restructuring.
Yeah, and so we were talking about that, and he was like, you know, all these labels, they want a story. They want to know, you know, why this is going on and what does this group have? Are there people coming out to their shows? What type of reviews are they getting? Where are they blowing up? You know, Slump Masters, they got a song on a movie soundtrack.
You Got Served, which was number one movie one weekend.
Yep.
It was a big, big part of that movie. Now, I didn't see that movie because I don't like crap movies, but I'll probably watch it when it comes on cable just because my boy Slump Masters are in it.
But, you know, Big Aziz was saying, hey, these guys, they want to hear a story. They got to lay it out on paper for their bosses and say, this is why it's worth us putting money into this thing. And that makes sense. But you'll see a scene develop which will be a story
right, for
to take to labels if people start coming out to shows and there starts to be a bigger scene. And I think that'll happen the more people are exposed to it, because you can't tell me music like this, a Strange Fruit Project, people hear it and don't automatically want to hear more of them. I mean, this is
butter. And one of the reasons we feature Babu is because they also have a grind going. They got a hustle in which they get out and tour and do things to make themselves known in other cities. Let's go to Big Mar. You're on with Ben and Skin on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
What up, Ben and Skin?
What up, man?
All right, now, hey, good looking out on the local hip-hop, man. I'm proud of you fellas bringing that to The Ticket. You know, I'm a big fan of Gregorio and the Muses and those other cats, man, but, you know, I had to get used to listening to kind of the redneck sound. But, yeah, good looking out on the hip-hop, man. You know, I'm proud of y'all bringing it to the airwaves, especially when you got, you know, local stations like 97.9 and 104.5 who act like the only thing they can play is what, you know, is on the Billboard top 10, top 50, top 100, what have you. So, man,
yeah,
good looking out on that underground, man.
Hey, you're very welcome. Now, Big Mar, I mean, are you the type of person that, you know, You would hear stuff like this, and you'd want to go hear more of it, right? But they not.
I wrote down the website when you were hollering at me about it.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? I wrote down the website, and see, I do a lot of traveling, too. You know, I'm in North Carolina, Pittsburgh, West Coast, East Coast, and, you know, I'm hearing a lot of great things in other spots, but down here, the only thing we can listen to is maybe some 50, and you know, 50 is hot, but, you know, we need that underground sound, too, because there's a lot of flavor here in the DFW area, man. So, looking out on that, man.
I agree, man.
No doubt. Yeah, hey, and always, as always, keep it slumpy. Hey, let's take one more quick call. Joe Bug, you're on with Ben and Skin on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good morning, fellas. What's happening?
What up, Joe?
Yo, this is June Bug. I'm one half of The Chemist, right? We producers out of Dallas, right?
Oh, right on.
Nice.
And a lot of artists here think they have to go out of city to get the same type of tracks that you were just listening to.
And we do that same type of music here.
Oh, yeah, there's tons of hot beats in town.
Check out Ben. I heard you freestyling last week, right?
Yeah.
I'd love to produce you just on a freestyle for your show.
There we go. We're making a soul connection right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. You said Junebug, right?
Yeah, just to let everybody know, like, what type of production we do, and just to let them know, hey, even you can get on the mic and just rock it, you know what I'm saying?
Well, there you go. Hey, Junebug, thanks for calling in. We want to keep the local hip-hop alive with Operation Alpaca.
Yeah, and I'll say this. If you want to email me something, man, let's touch base. You can email me at ben@internet. No, I'm just kidding.
That's clearly wrong.
It's Benisanna, B-E-N-I-S-A-N-N-A, 44 at hotmail.com. Benisanna, 44 at hotmail.com.
So email your beats to him. Now, coming up next, hot cowboy talk with Ben and Skin on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
During the past 6 years of the Ticket's charity challenge on ice, you've had sticks to the eye, skates to the chin, fists to the face, knees to the head, and more groin pains than a 13-year-old with high-speed DSL. This year's game will be no different. The only way to experience all the slips and slides and whiffs and whacks is to be there. Get your tickets for Charity Challenge on Ice 7 now by calling 214-GO-STARS. $15 for lower reserve seats, upper reserve seats for 10. All proceeds benefit...
E-Break Classics.
Well, yeah, you're the one who says you have to dry everything off.
Ooh. Not there, I like it wet.
Oh, whatever. What? I'm asking. Do you leave that damp? I'm asking you a question, and I want an answer. I want an answer now. All right, that's Towel Talk and the Observation Deck.
Yeah, turning it back on us.
Yeah.
He demanded an answer.
Yeah, we didn't say it.
Something was required out of us there.
Yeah. Yeah. Big win for Junior.
Thank
Now
you.
Into double figures. 10 wins.
All right.
Where does that place me on the all-time list?
It places you in fourth place. It breaks the tie with Davey Lane.
Wow.
Whoa.
Big.
That's a big moment.
Great.
Yes.
Miller.
Thank you.
Some greatness there. Way to go, Junior.
Thank you.
We're talking today with Amy Marcellus of the University of Dallas. She's the marketing director for the Graduate School of Management and the College of Business. As I understand it, Amy, aren't there classes starting like every couple of weeks? Or there's like, you can start college almost any time of year.
We have 9 start terms. So we although we follow a semester credit hour system, we run on a trimester schedule. So we run 3 13-week trimesters per year in addition to that. So we run a traditional spring, summer, and fall term. But we also run a spring 2 term, a summer 2 term, and a fall 2 term that start about a month after that first traditional term starts. In addition to that, we also have what we call intermester courses, which between your spring and your summer term, or between your summer and your fall term, you can come in and take a 1 week or 2 week format intensive course and knock out another class in just a couple of weeks.
There's no reason not to start your MBA program right now. Go to thedallasmba.com and start yourself off on a whole new career path right now at the University of Dallas.
You're sitting in that chair in front of your computer. Imagine instead that you're sitting on the back of your bass boat on a private fishing lake, a stock fishing lake managed by Jimmy Houston. Sound good? Now imagine looking up from the lake and seeing your home. A home sitting on a 1-acre lakefront home site. If you can picture yourself on that boat or in that home, click on the Mountain Lakes logo right now. You'll find out all about the award-winning community of Mountain Lakes. The 2 private lakes, the amazing views, and the hill country atmosphere just outside the Metroplex. New lakefront lots have just been released, and if you move fast, you can get a 1-acre home site for just $39.9. All you need to do is click on the Mountain Lakes logo right now, or call 866-308-LAKE, or log on to mountainlakes.com. Think about living on a private lake stocked with fish and professionally managed by pro fisherman Jimmy Houston. Now stop thinking, click on the logo, and make those dreams a reality. Get a lakefront home site at Mountain Lakes and live like you're in the hill country, just outside of DFW. Mountain Lakes, just click on the logo, call 866-308-LAKE, or log on to mountainlakes.com. That's 866-308-LAKE, or log on to mountainlakes.com.
9 DFW locations, including LBJ at Centerville and Garland, Beltline at Preston in North Dallas, Central at Royal,
Aza, economy radios from only $13.99, and Bridgestone tires from just $29.
even no interest financing available.
Mama, love that.
That's not all, Blanche. NTB will balance and rotate all four tires for only $19.99. Brake jobs, National Tire and Battery will take $40 off the price of a complete brake job.
Harry, Mother could use new...
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
Well, surprise, surprise. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. If we've proven one thing, we've proven you can do this as good as we can. All local, all sports, all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sun, State Street Spirits, Baker Brothers Plumbing, Cruise One and the Great Outdoors. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Dallas Fort Worth's Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
The Mavericks have the best home record in the NBA at 26-4, and they take on the Trailblazers at 7:30 tonight at the AAC. John Nelson says it's not the same old Portland squad.
The Blazers are an all-new team. You know, guys they got from Atlanta beat us at Atlanta. I mean, they're certainly not afraid of us, and we're going to have to play. We're going to have to play well.
Check out the Dallas Mavericks post-game show with Ben and Skin on 1310 after the game. The Stars are unbeaten in 10 games at the AAC after their 3-1 win over Minnesota. Three different stars scored in the game, Bill Guerin, Philippe Boucher, and Stu Barnes. Suter says the third period was the key.
Played hard in the third. I think, they battled real hard, and anytime you play them, you know you're in for a tough one, and they came out and worked hard. They had some good chances. Marty had some big saves, and the guys played hard for 60, and eventually swung our way in the third.
Barnes scored his ninth goal of the season. Let's give you an update on match play, as action is getting a little more exciting. Phil Mickelson and Davis Love are all square through seven. Darren Clark is two up on Jerry Kelly through eight. Stephen Laney is three up on Ian Poulter, that through eight. And Tiger Woods, four up on Patrick Harrington through nine. That's a Ticket Ticker, a service of Tyson's. Family dinner tonight. Try Tyson's ready to serve beef and pork roast, preseason hand trimmed, slow cooked, a great tasting family meal in about 5 minutes in your grocer's meat cave. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 11:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin Weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Don, Don Nelson, coach of the Mavs, and Norm Hiskus, Dallas-Fort Worth's godfather of sports, have a sit-down on the Mavs every Wednesday at 10:10. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
11:34 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin sitting in for The Rant today. We're going to take you all the way till noon, at which point Ticket Sports Saturday will take over with Dick Hicks and Kevin Scott. And, I appreciate all the feedback we got from the Operation Alpaca segment we just did, and you can continue to hear segments like that on the last Saturday of each month when we sit in for The Rant.
And if we get any fill-in work, we're going to bring it to weekdays as well. We don't cur.
But we have been telling you all along, we're going to talk a little Dallas Cowboys football.
Hey, Ben, if I wanted to email you something about Dallas Cowboys football, where would I email you?
BennySana44@hotmail.com.
How would I spell that?
BennySana44, the numbers, at hotmail.com.
Because I want to email you an opinion I have about Joey Galloway.
Or fax me.
Oh, good. What's that fax number?
I can't give that out.
Okay, well, that's fine.
I'm going to send you a personal message on that. But right now we're going to talk a little Dallas Cowboys football with you. And if you want to join us, 214-787-1310 or #1310. Yes, yes. I'd rather talk over Give It To Me Lance if you have that in, because I know Kevin Scott's probably listening on his way up here, and that really makes him feel comfortable.
This makes me, by the way, I think it stopped that poor dude in the front row that had dirty Davy Nix's stuff. I didn't get to say it because of recent indecency issues on the radio
that I disregarded earlier.
Yeah.
But basically, at ticket stock, they were doing their Give It To Me Lance, and the guy in the front row got ketchup or something all over him.
Wildly homoerotic.
He showered himself in it. He was just...
The look on his face was just his sheer horror.
Couldn't believe that it happened, and he didn't know whether he should be mad or not, but he was so happy that he was sitting on the very front row,
right,
and the show had just started. So, I mean, that was like one of the first things, the first thing, wasn't it?
I said, yeah, that was right off the bat. So,
Dad just had to sit and endure.
He knows what it's like to be one of Gene Simmons' plaster casters.
Now, listen, there's been a lot of talk about Keyshawn Johnson and Joey Galloway switching teams, and we're going to weigh in on that a little bit. Apparently, there's a little bit of a holdup in the deal because Tampa Bay is $200,000 over the cap, so they got to get really creative with what they do to restructure Joey Galloway's contract, and the teams are all talking. They're all talking about doing that now. So,
and that deadline is Tuesday, which teams have to get under the cap.
Right, and they're still saying even if it doesn't happen by Tuesday, that doesn't mean that the trade's off, but ideally it would happen before then. But there's a lot of talk out there about whether this is a good deal, and I think a lot of it comes back to Quincy. So we're going to get into a little bit of Quincy Carter talk in this as well. But strictly comparing the two receivers to each other, I like Keyshawn more than I like Galloway.
Yeah.
Just for this team. Because the Cowboys already have little water bug receivers that, you know, run a 4-1 and can get downfield, but they don't have a guy. I mean, he's basically like a skinny tight end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a guy that can move the chains on short passes. He can use his body to block people out.
He's a good blocker too.
He's a good blocker. He's a big physical receiver. He doesn't have any speed. He's not going to scare the death out of anybody about getting deep. But you got to have receivers that can do that. I mean, the last time, and Michael Irvin was so much more than that, but that's the last receiver they had that could really box somebody out on a slant and just out-physical somebody to the ball. So I like Keyshawn coming here. I'll miss Joey Galloway. I will forever say they did not use him correctly here. He leads the league in yards per catch at like 19.6 yards per catch or something. They only get him the ball 34 times.
Yeah, here's what I worry about. With the Keyshawn situation, even if they didn't get the ball to Galloway, it's the idea of the threat being there. Because we saw the middle games in the year where he missed a couple games, how Glenn and Bryant's production went down at that time as well. So even if he's not getting the ball, the idea that the threat is there, and if the threat isn't there, then I think that'll adversely affect the others as well. I mean, Terry Glenn is a little guy. He's got decent speed, but he's obviously not Galloway. Antonio Bryant, I mean, does he even catch the ball? I don't know. I mean, I had extremely, extremely high hopes for him, and I've been very disappointed when balls fall right off his hands. And so I'm wondering what happens if that, at least the threat of that isn't there. We've seen the stats where, you know, over the last, what is it, he's only had, I believe, 4 catches. 70% of his balls go for first downs, but they're all short yardage. Like, only 4 catches over the last several years have been for 40 yards or more. And the funny thing I keep seeing, which I would like to stop seeing, is quit saying that Keyshawn had his best years for Bill Parcells in 1998-99. He didn't have those best years because he was playing for Bill Parcells. He had those best years because he was 26 and 27 years old. Dude is 32 now. He wasn't a speed receiver before. So don't say, well, you know, this is great. He plays his best ball for Bill Parcells. No, he plays his best ball when he's young and athletic. So having said all that, I think they do it. I think if it becomes financially possible, I think you do it.
Here's the difference between the two receivers to me that why Keyshawn fits in better for the Cowboys. Well, it's because their quarterback's not accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So when you've got a quarterback who can't make accurate passes, I think it helps you not to have a little munchkin like Galloway who's a burner, but actually to have somebody who'll just post up and go up for his passes like they're a rebound.
Right.
Now he can It all comes back to Quincy, really, because it doesn't matter who's – Receiver.
You could go play
receiver.
I was going to play quarterback.
And it wouldn't matter. You might be able to put up the same numbers as Joey Galloway.
I'm a burner.
The point is, if your quarterback sucks, he's not going to be getting the ball to anybody. And you know what? Quincy Carter sucks.
In my
opinion, in the NFL, there's only a short margin between you and the DB for you to be considered open. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have a lot of room. I was talking to Mickey Spagnuolo about this.
Were you?
Well, Quincy seems to think he doesn't have enough confidence in his arm to get the ball into a tight space. So for him to throw the ball to somebody, they got to be really open. Then when you combine the fact that the offense was scaled down so much just so he wouldn't lose the game, which he still threw a ridiculous amount of interceptions in the most conservative offense ever conceived by man.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a conservative offense that there's a couple of reads, and if those guys aren't open, well, then you dump the ball and get rid of it.
Right.
It's not like a real offense with a real quarterback that can look at everybody, and if somebody's open, he'll find him. Because there's times where you'd see a receiver run down the field uncovered, and Quincy would never look over there because it wasn't part of the conservative game plan. So I understand your frustration with guys like Antonio Bryant, dropping passes and things like that. But the bottom line to me is it's Quincy's fault. If you get these guys a good quarterback, I think you'll see a different player in Antonio Bryant. And I have to wonder, you saw the love that Parcells was giving him. He was in his head at all times. I think my belief, and I have nothing to go on here, but my belief is that Parcells is saying, listen, hang in there. I know it's going to be a tough year. I know it's hard to keep your concentration when you run routes and you're wide open and you don't get the ball. But and I understand you've had some lapses yourself because of that. You haven't been able to get in your rhythm and you've dropped balls. But put Antonio Bryant on a team with a good quarterback, and I think he'll be a much, much better receiver than you saw last year.
That's a tremendous stretch, Ben Rogers. But for the simple fact that when he did get the ball, it just bounced off his Antonio Bryant hands. I think he's a young guy. I think he's immensely talented. I had such high hopes for him. But now I see why the reason when he was a first-round talent who slipped. I see he's like a victim guy. You know, it's everybody else's fault. And that, you know, I'm more interested in the guy that can fight.
I didn't hear him saying that this year.
I did.
Where?
I played cards with him in Vegas then.
Yeah, interesting.
No, I think that he's the type of guy that's going to blame other people. And I think that I want the type of guy that fights through adversity. I mean, Witten was able to fight through adversity. He made a lot of nice catches this year.
True.
Some big catches.
True.
And the thing that kind of, you know, gets me worried a little bit, I mean, I believe, I'm with you on Quincy is scared to make certain throws. And the guys have to be.
There's a chink in the Quincy armor.
Do not get offensive. Don't say that word. That's wrong. We don't do that on this station.
So
No. What? No, I'm
backing off.
No.
Still going to the Pro Bowl this year?
Yeah, he's still going to the Pro Bowl this year. No, my thought on Quincy all along has been he's fine. I mean, I don't think he's a Super Bowl caliber quarterback, but I would rather them address the other things first. I'd rather them address the running game. See if they can get a decent back with that first round pick.
Why? They had a 10-win running back last year.
No, they didn't actually. The problem with that argument is that Hambrick was a hybrid. He was a fullback running back, so he wasn't.
But
they had it. They had a 10-win.
He was a starting running back on a 10-win team.
No, they had a
10-win running.
No, he was a 10-win running back fullback hybrid, which is a position that no longer exists in football. So they didn't really have that. Now they did have a 10-win backup running back in Avion Kayson, but then they forgot how to utilize him.
Yeah. All I'm saying is you guys on the Quincy wagon have disappeared a little bit in the offseason. You guys are starting to come over to my side a little bit.
No, I'm not on your side.
A little bit.
I'm not on your side. No.
You put your guns away, though. You're not as aggressive.
What is this in my hand?
You're not aggressively touting him as the best quarterback ever like you were a few months ago.
I touted him as the best quarterback on this roster by a long shot. And I was much more interested in getting a pass rusher, getting a running back. Improving. His was the last position I wanted to address, but don't get me wrong. If they could have upgraded, I'm fine with upgrading. I just didn't see anyone out there that was an upgrade at quarterback.
Well, you think he was the best quarterback on the roster last year.
By far.
I think they should have brought back old quarterback coach Wade Wilson, and he would have been the best quarterback on the roster
last
year.
He's not available, Ben. Ifs and buts get you a bunch of sperm whales. Is that how that old saying goes?
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Scott. You're on with Ben and Skin on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket if Skin decides to punch you up.
Oh, hello, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, what's up?
What up, Killa?
Hold on.
Are you laying down right now? Or?
I put my porn magazine down.
No.
Beowulf again, fellas.
Oh, okay. What's up, Scott Wolf?
Okay, look. Keyshawn, first of all, I hate Keyshawn. I don't know what it is. I hate his attitude. He's so overrated. But what do you think bringing a guy, look what he did to the Buccaneers last year. What's it going to be like bringing a guy into this locker room that's like that, that's got his attitude, you know? You think Parcells going to be able to overcome that?
Well, I think those are things that they'll probably iron out well before it'll ever happen. Parcells will sit down with him and drop the hammer and just make sure that, hey, there's a clear understanding of what's going on. And you're exactly right, and Skin's right in pointing out his age. He's not...
I'm
not
more
that
concerned
great,
with the
man.
Age than the attitude.
He's not that great anymore. And he, you know what? He was a cancer on his team last year, and they had a chance to win it all. So that doesn't say a lot. But what it does say is that, you know, I think he would be a better fit for the Cowboys than Galloway just because he would be the possession receiver that they don't have. And you have to have that in offense. I'm confident that Glenn can get downfield and make plays. I'm also confident in Antonio Bryant if they have anything outside of a high school quarterback playing quarterback.
Hey, can I read you a little something from our boy Will Parcells? Says he's talking about Keyshawn. Says, listen, these players that are talented players, they want to feel like they're contributing. I never would stifle that until it became disruptive. There's a difference between wanting to contribute and being selfish. I don't know what has transpired. It didn't apply when he was with me, that's for sure. He'd do every dirty... Shut up, Carol. He'd do every dirty job I asked him to. When a guy will approach every task that you give him with the same kind of enthusiasm, I have no problem with those kinds of players, especially when they're 26 and 27 years old.
All right. Ticket Sports Saturday is coming up at noon, but coming up next, we might be mixing with them, but we're definitely going to get into the story about Jamal Lewis. Some interesting angles on that next on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is The Ticket, Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station, established in 1994. 10 years of talking ticket music, The Hardline, Fake Jerry, Bad Radio, Quick Hit, Wild Ass Circus, Sweet Grego, The Incredible P1, The Interrupter, The Old Gray Wolf, 2-Minute Drill, Jub Jub, Junior, Muse in the New, Gordo's Corner, Mickey's Ranch Report, Picks of the Pole, Homer Call of the Week, The Throwdown, Cobra, Snake, Cobra, Ticket Ticker, Rivy Pulse, Sticking Up Your Tail, Captain Doodoo, The Overcuster, Norm's Dad Joke, The
E-Break Classic.
5-0 shutout. Kevin Blanford, for not knowing the proper call letters to KNTU in Denton.
Okay. We also have some audio from the guy whose life is pretty much over, Justin Neely. Apparently, we found an old demo tape from KUNT that he did. A little play-by-play.
What?
Yep.
I don't think that's the... I don't think those are the call letters.
That's the call letters.
Oh, my bad. Always get that mixed up.
KNTU.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was the University of North Texas.
Well, it is, but I don't think they want to go by that.
God almighty. It's too late to dump it now,
wow.
Too.
I honestly thought that's what it was.
Man, that is one of the worst screw-ups I've ever heard anybody make on this station. And that's saying something.
We're talking today with Amy Marcellus of the University of Dallas. She's the marketing director for the Graduate School of Management and the College of Business. Amy, one of the things I noticed about the University of Dallas, the Graduate School of Management over there, is that you seem to have an advisor for almost every student. How does that work?
The way we structure our administration, we've kind of taken our 19 concentrations and divided them into 5 areas: technology, management, finance, marketing, and operations. And within one of those areas, all 19 of our concentrations are covered. And we have program directors assigned to each one of those areas, and they are there as a liaison, as an advocate for that student, really from the time you express an interest in going to school there right up through your course of study and right into becoming an alumnus of the University of Dallas.
There's no reason not to start your MBA program right now. Go to thedallasmba.com and start yourself off on a whole new career path right now at the University of Dallas.
36 months, must wear a certified GPS, employee of financial services, and first year 1 credit rating. Limited time offer, see dealer for details.
I'm Layla. There's no rest for the Mavericks. Next on the Ticket Ticker.
For generations, diners have come to expect great things from Kirby's Steakhouse. 2004 marks the 50th anniversary of Kirby's Steakhouse. known as Dallas' first true steakhouse, originally opened in 1954, Kirby's on Lower Greenville established itself as the place to dine for prime steak. Still located on Lower Greenville and with locations in Southlake and in Plano on Preston just north of Parker Road, Kirby's is still the diner's choice for prime steaks, fresh seafood, and premium wines. Whether it's a special occasion, business, or dinner with the family and friends, Kirby's Steakhouse lives up to its legacy for great steaks. From the signature Blue Ribbon Filet Mignon and pan-roasted sea bass with lobster risotto to the daily chef specials, every Kirby's entree reflects 50 years of experience and good taste. Kirby's Steakhouse, celebrating 50
for just $49.99 a month.
T-Mobile Family Time. Get more.
Activation required. Restrictions apply. See printed materials for details.
The Ticket.
The Mavericks continue their stretch at home with the Blazers at 7:30. Mavs are 3-0 in their home stand after defeating the Spurs on Thursday, but Antoine Jameson says they can't let up.
There's a lot more games that need to be played. There's a lot more work ahead of us. So after you leave this court today, you know we got Portland on our mind. They've been playing phenomenal the last couple of games, and it's going to be another dogfight tomorrow.
Check out the Dallas Mavericks postgame show with Finn and Skin after the game on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Stars are now 7-0-3 at home after their 3-1 win over the Minnesota Wild. On their current home stand, they have 3 wins and a tie. Mike Mondano says they've been working hard.
I think it's just one of those games I think we felt we needed and we had to have. And, you know, I think we're on the verge of bubbling over, I think, with frustration and discouragement, but we're able to contain it for the most part and stick with the game and finally get a couple goals.
They play Edmonton tomorrow at 2, taking on a look at the match play championship. Tiger Woods leads Patrick Harrington 4 up now through 10. In his Ben Hogan bracket, Stephen Leaney leading Ian Poulter 2 up through 10. Darren Clark 2 up on Jerry Kelly through 9. And Phil Mickelson now 1 up over Davis Love III. That through 9 as well. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 12:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Back the deck of your favorite news. Go to theticket.com and vote for the starting lineup for this year's charity challenge on I-7. Every P1 counts from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
11:53 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're still listening to the Strange Fruit Project, the local hip-hop act that we featured on Operation Alpaca today on the Ben and Skin Show. And again, Skin, we should make the distinction that when you say local,
they're international. They're just from here or the outlying areas. They're international, homie.
We are very proud to be joined now by Ticket Saturday's own Kevin Scott.
Wow.
Hello, Kevin Scott of Ticket Saturday here.
How you doing?
Good. How are y'all doing?
I'm swell.
Think locally, act globally.
Good point.
That's the mantra of that band group that you just said.
They are a good band group, too.
Strange Fruitness.
Yes, the Strange Fruitness.
What were you thinking in your heads when...
I was thinking outside my head.
Just threw his friend? Is this guy even a friend anymore? I mean, Ben, you know what a fondness I have for Asian call girls.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Would you ever go on the air if I went on a trip with you and say that I happened upon an Asian call girl, but not say my name, mm-hmm. but say that I live in the city of Dallas?
Unbelievable. And on the ticket.
Now, for people that weren't listening to the mix and mingle with the T-Box, would you just tell the story again real quick?
Yeah, we're sitting there talking to the T-Box guys, and
Big Craig comes in there with a story of how he got on a rich guy's plane to go party with him.
You say, I went on this trip with these rich guys and
Mississippi. He gave the exact address where the guy lives, but wouldn't give his name.
We came back, and the guy had just been given a brand new presidential Rolex from his wife,
who listens to the station, but I'm not going to say his name.
And he hooked up with a few call girls and took him back to their room. He passed out, and they stole $6,000. In cash, which he was carrying on his person, $6,000.
Is that
and,
all?
And his presidential Rolex. And so they're like, he was like, hey, what would you guys do? What would you tell your wife?
I'm like, well, what do you mean?
Well, I wouldn't tell her I was with two hookers. I mean, what? I don't.
which I would never be in that situation.
Right, not anymore. Yeah,
right.
Not anymore.
Clearly not anymore since I've gone to rehab.
Yeah.
But basically,
they have hooker rehab?
How about any other story that doesn't involve double-teaming prostitutes?
How about that?
But you're right. The bigger issue is, what in the hell is he doing telling that story on the ticket?
I just thought, man, talk about the ultimate bus throw.
Yeah.
He threw him under there. He went over him. Looked in his rearview mirror. No, I don't think I ran over him hard enough. Backed over him.
Right.
Said, you know what? I don't know that I really like the guy. And pulled forward again.
And this guy's carrying $6,000 in cash on him. His wife bought him a presidential Rolex. There's some hints there that there's some money in this relationship.
I think jet gave it away too.
If the T-Box causes a divorce, it could cost that guy millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars.
It could be like an $8 million story.
And I understand where Craig was going because it's extremely difficult to mix with me and Benny Boy. We're hard to talk to.
You guys were shooting wheels and...
Well, see, that's the thing, though.
I could verbally picture Craig walking down the sidewalk, and I picture each of you behind him trying to kick his back foot so that he keeps falling over, and you kept doing the verbal kick of the foot, and he would almost trip every time.
And
you know what?
It's a cool story. It's a funny story, and it's cool to save that stuff off here. Like, you know, when we were just off the air a second ago, and Ben was talking about how he'll hold her head underwater, that's not the type of stuff you want to bring on the air.
Yeah, you don't go
that.
On air with that.
No, right.
That's the stuff that you save after the segment.
Right,
you
right.
You know, the mic's off, laughing about it. Or you save it for 2 or 3 years down the road. You keep it in your pocket, and then, hey, I got a great story. You tease it, and you guys are never going to believe this.
Right.
And it just blows up.
Like when Skin was talking about wearing a women's panties underneath his jeans today, those are things that you don't
bring that on the air.
You don't tell somebody
stupid.
That.
Why
ever.
Would anyone bring that on
never.
The air?
Ever.
Never say
yeah.
Never
I mean, there's certain
like
things
that.
That you know, the trust factor. And
also, why would a wife buy her husband a Rolex with a picture of George W. Bush on it?
I've never
Doesn't
understood.
That seem,
that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, that's like a kid's thing where you're buying a SpongeBob watch.
Yeah.
I mean, is he a staunch Republican?
Hey,
he,
it's a one-term watch. It's a one-term watch.
Hey, I want to bring up
a different with you on that one.
I'd like to bring up a serious topic here, guys.
Why Rich Phillips hates hair?
Why does Rich Phillips hate us so much that he won't mix with us? I mean, did you guys go over this in the meeting where he's like, you go out there, I'm not mixing with those
Sorry,
guys.
Man, I was doing some show production for us.
What were you doing?
Well, we'll explain it coming up here at the top of the hour.
Oh.
A new segment for Ticket Sports
I've
Saturday.
Actually, I listened to the station, so I know there's a new segment.
Good.
I'm very, very excited
good
about it.
Good for you and good for us.
I was fixing our... Well, I was fixing the Ticket Sports Saturday voicemail line.
Oh, nice.
That's not Turley can't do that for you?
No.
Does Turley do anything for you guys?
No, he goes and gets pizza during the show.
Does he get the order right?
Sometimes,
yeah.
Generally, if we email it to the pizza place.
Now, when Turley produces for you guys, do you ever incorporate the Bunny Ranch in the Ticket Sports Saturday? Is that a big
That's player. His other show. That's
right.
That's
Generally,
other,
we
they're
clear of that.
Although the two have commingled.
Really?
Because we had the story about the Super Bowl halftime lingerie bowl. And we had to call him in as
right.
a witness.
He
on
was
that.
An expert on that.
Turley was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they'd had in-studio guests for that.
That's right.
The lingerie bowl.
And plus, like
you,
he wears undergarments.
Right,
uh-huh.
right.
So he knew quite
but,
a bit.
But he doesn't
the
take
uniform.
It to the air. We don't take that
I'd
to
like
the
to
air.
Say this on a serious note. Skin's wearing women's undergarments right now. No, on a serious
Save
note.
Save that.
Sorry. On a serious note, thank you for the music, because this is from the heart. Can you crank that up a little bit? Guys... I'd just like to say that you do a great job on Ticket Sports Saturday.
Thanks.
And I've done it with you guys.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
done a broadcast
with
you guys.
That's gay.
They were dressed Very. As Asian whores. I've done Ticket Sports Saturday before, and without question, in my opinion, it's the hardest thing to do with the ticket. It's such a marathon, and it's such quick hitting, and on every single topic across the board, you guys do
you
a great job.
You ever scrub Griner's back?
No.
Okay, then don't say it's the hardest thing.
It's one of the top five hardest things to do, and you guys do a great job at
Thank
it.
Thank you.
I love your work as Americans.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Full hey, good Bill evening. Walton in a half hour, by the way.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
A real one.
How about Bill Walton?
Yeah.
<now?
laughs>
Horrible, man. Absolutely horrible.
All right, coming up next, Kay Scott, Dick Hicks, Ticket Sports Saturday, and Sperm Wheels, right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
This is The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket is KTDK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, and KTDK Sanger. You're listening to Ticket Sports Saturday with all the scores and stories every 20 minutes on our ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests and up to the second information on the biggest sports events of the day. Plus, our patented hot sports opinions from all the ticket hosts. Live from Dallas-Fort Worth, the best and the most coverage of our teams and our town. Ticket Sports Saturday, exclusively on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Ticket Sports Saturday.
It is 12 o'clock on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, I'm Rich Phillips.
And good afternoon, I'm Kevin Scott.
And after a one-week layoff, we are back with Ticket Sports Saturday for the full 6 hours today. And as I mentioned a moment ago, we are expecting to have basketball analyst Bill Walton on coming up at the bottom of the hour. I guess that's what, ABC's and ESPN's Bill Walton, is that right? Whatever he's at these days.
I guess if you want to go even larger, it's Disney's.
I guess so.
He's a little cartoonish.
Yeah, he is.
He's over the top.
And he's always, I don't know that I'm really well prepared to do an NBA interview, but we'll get 15 minutes out of him anyway because we'll just wind him up and let him go. He'll start the show on his own.
Well, he's entertaining and he's knowledgeable.
He is.
And he has
a few opinions.
A couple of opinions.
So we'll talk to Bill Walton coming up at the bottom of the hour. Plenty of other stuff going on Ticket Sports Saturday, including the newest Dallas star, Shane Corson, with us at 1:30. We hope to talk to Rangers shortstop Michael Young at 2:30 today.
We're keeping our fingers crossed on that one.
We're going to hook up with somebody in Tampa to discuss Keyshawn Johnson as well, as the Cowboys and the Bucks continue to move forward in what I can't imagine this trade won't happen at this point. I would be surprised as far along as it's gotten already, with both guys talking to the other teams.
Why haven't any of the teams jumped in there? Why do you think? On either side.
I think on the nobody jumping in on the Galloway thing may be a sign of what's there.
Well,
is that I
also nobody jumping
I'm
in
reading
on the
today,
Keyshawn Johnson thing.
Well, I think there some of that is because a lot of people don't want to touch him. I think Bill Parcells has a big factor in that the Bucks know that they could work out a trade because Keyshawn doesn't have to accept a trade. I mean, Keyshawn could just sit there and not accept a contract with some of the team and force them to release him so he could go get probably he might be able to get more money on the open market. This may be the only real viable trade option they have because they know Keyshawn would probably go along with it because he wouldn't mind playing for Bill Parcells again. I think it's an indication of Joey Galloway as to why other teams aren't getting involved on the other side. And also, I don't know that either team had really approached many other clubs before the combine when the Cowboys and the Bucks apparently began talking about this. But it's a situation where both guys could end up being released if they weren't traded. And it's kind of a good deal, I think, for both teams to try and get something for nothing, basically. Because definitely the Bucks have nothing. I mean, they had 6 games of nothing last year for Keyshawn John. There's no way he's going to play for them again. And the Cowboys, Galloway had several nothing games, did he not?
He did. But he put up some numbers. It's nothing what you would expect from a guy that's making his type of money and a guy that you gave up 2 first-round picks for.
I,